heat warning is in effect until 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. For today, hot and humid, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 90s. The highest heat index is expected to reach around 109 by late this morning or early afternoon. For the rest of this evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 70s. The heat index should reach around 106 in the evening. For Saturday, pretty much the same, hot and humid, mostly sunny, high in the upper 90s. The highest heat index is expected to reach around 109 to 110 in the afternoon. For Friday evening, look forward to mostly clear skies, a low in the upper 70s, and a heat index is expected to reach 108 to 109 early in the evening. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 84 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 81, both under clear skies. For information on cooling centers in Missouri, you can call 1-800-392-0210. That's 1-800-392-0210. That's for if you're calling about cooling centers in Missouri. To call for cooling centers in Illinois, call 1-800-252-8966. That's 1-800-252-8966. It's time now for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Would you and your family like to experience another culture without ever leaving your home? Academic Year in America, or AYA, is bringing close to 1,000 high school exchange students to the U.S. this August from more than 30 countries, including Germany, Thailand, and Brazil. These students come to the U.S. with strong English skills in the hopes of becoming part of an American family, your family. The AYA program is looking for families in the St. Louis area to host a student for a semester or academic year. Host families provide room and board and treat the student as a member of the family. You will get to select the student you feel will be the best fit for your family. Hosting an exchange student not only enriches your family, but makes the dream of an international student come true and brings more international understanding to our world. Open your mind, expand your horizons, and make a difference in the life of an exchange student. Call Kelly at AYA for more information at 1-800-322-HOST. That's 1-800-322-HOST.
My baby was born too early, and now he's struggling to stay alive. He's such a trooper. I know they're doing everything they can to save him.
More and more babies in America are being born dangerously early. So early their lives hang in the balance. Despite the best medical care, thousands don't get through the first month. Premature birth is growing at an alarming rate in the United States. One in every eight births. For decades, the March of Dimes has saved babies by funding medical breakthroughs and by fighting for all babies to have access to the care they need. Help us stop the crisis of premature birth. For information or to help, go to marchofdimes.com. The baby we save may be your own.
20 years ago, my son wouldn't have survived. Now, he has a fighting chance.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
At 29, I'm probably a little young to fit your image of a veteran in a wheelchair. But the war in Iraq, like all wars, is taking its toll on our young men and women in uniform. I became paralyzed when the vehicle I was riding in turned over.
Jason came home to an intensive care unit, and we faced a bureaucratic nightmare just to get the services he needed. Thank goodness Paralyzed Veterans of America was there. They said, "You focus on your rehabilitation, and we'll take care of the rest."
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has fought to ensure that our spinal cord injured veterans receive all the care they have earned. PVA also advocates for accessibility and civil rights for all people with disabilities and sponsors research to find a cure for paralysis.
Life is full of new challenges for our family.
Thank you, PVA, for helping us meet them.
Call 1-866-USA-4-PVA.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can
Welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of way you need to get up, you need to get to me. My goodness gracious. We have stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. I don't know how to talk about this. And I do not want to step on or hurt or be a problem to anybody's feelings. I don't. And I am not, I've got to say this, I'm not a parent yet. But I've thought about this, and this makes me so sad and frustrated and concerned and all of that. And I want to be honest with you all. I want to be direct with you all. Yesterday we talked a little bit about the 19-year-old baby that was killed in Iraq. I want to be honest with you. I couldn't bring myself to read the article about her because it just didn't. It was too sad. But I got a phone call yesterday, and it was brought to my attention that this baby, 19-year-old baby, was a straight-A student. It was brought to my attention that this baby worked on issues of diversity. This baby was well-liked by her teachers and her friends, very much involved in her community, a straight A student. So my feelings went from sadness to anger. How do you drop a precious, precious, precious bundle like this baby? How does a straight-A student enlist in the Army during a time of war? Why weren't there other options that were exercised by this baby? This little girl should be finishing up her first year in college right now. This little girl should be moving forward. She had a mama and a daddy that were married and living with one another. She had a family. How does a high school counselor drop a precious load like this? Now, maybe this little girl grew up always wanted to be in the military. Then how about this? Why didn't she go into ROTC and become an officer? Why would a straight A student go and be and get drafted into being an enlisted person? Why wasn't she at the Air Force Academy? Why wasn't she at West Point? How does a straight A, I want to be clear that I'm not saying because she had straight A's that she had more value than anybody else, because all of the babies are precious. All of the babies should be going on to powerful places in their lives. But here's my point. If a school system can drop the load of a straight A good kid from a stable home, what chances do the rest of our babies have? Why wasn't somebody saying, okay, baby, you want to go in the military? Let's get you in college and enroll you in ROTC so that you become an officer. That you take advantage of the gifts that you have been given. This baby went to Hazelwood something, east, west, north, south, whatever. Graduated. A student. An A student. How do you drop a precious load like that? It was told to me. That we had Congress people saying, what could I have done? Well, how about a scholarship to the Air Force Academy? Our babies are at risk. How did a high school not intervene, not be in this child's life? What were they telling her to do with the rest of her life? A straight A student, that means that you have some choices that other babies don't have. That means you have some options that other babies never will have an opportunity to exercise. This is painful. If they drop this baby, what chance do the rest of our children have?
Hi.
Yes.
I would like to tell you of a student that we had at one of the local high schools who was also a straight A student. This student was encouraged by the Air Force to enroll, and they promised her a scholarship for $80,000. We had to talk to this student every day to offer her other opportunities. But once we did that, we were able to encourage her to do something else. Now this student, she finished as valedictorian of the class, and she's now in her second year in engineering at Washington University. Thank you.
Thank you. You have to put your hands on the babies. You have to put your hands on the babies. You have to stay with them. You've got to hold them. We're losing straight A students. We're losing straight A students. You're on the wake up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'd like to say, I believe her father was in Vietnam, and she wants to take the steps of her father.
And here's the thing. She's a straight-A student. Parents should be, I think, all parents want their children to do more than they did. Why wouldn't her father encourage her to be an officer and take ROTC and become an officer in the military?
Yes, you're right about that. And one more thing I'd like to touch upon. You know those blacks in Webster Groves? How did they fur out because the taxes went up and everything? I hang up and I listen, okay?
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Father was in Vietnam, and I'll be back. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Yeah, that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Lou Fuse Super 700 sale. Southbound 55 south of Merrimack Bottom, there's loose gravel on the roadway. Maintenance crews will be closing the three right lanes to try to remove that. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, major road construction. Only two left lanes are getting through. Traffic backs up at 94 at this hour. Eastbound 44 between 109 and Merrimack River Bridge. No problems to report this hour. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and Virginia. Look for no problems there. Northbound 270 at 44. Everything is running smoothly. Eastbound 44 between Boone's Crossing all the way in 270. Everything looks good for your Friday morning commute. Westbound 270 between Lilac and Washington Elizabeth, no problems to report there. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic is flowing freely. Westbound 64 between or at 5570 split, look for normal conditions. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything's on the move. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at Poplar Street Bridge, no problems to report. Old Gravoy Road at Waldo Industrial is closed due to a gas leak. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Lou Fuse Super 700 sale. Save big on pre-owned cars at Lou Fuse Super 700 sale. Over 700 vehicles to choose from. Domestics at Lou Fuse Chevy, imports at Lou Fuse Mazda. Sale ends on Monday. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today and tomorrow. An excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 p.m. Sunday evening. Otherwise, today and tomorrow, pretty much the same straight through. Hot and humid, partly cloudy on both days with a high in the upper 90s. Highest heat index readings are expected to be around 109 on late morning this morning through this afternoon. For this evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 70s. High heat index are expected to be around 106 by this evening. And then on Saturday, pretty much the same as today, hot and humid, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 90s. The heat index is expected to reach around 109. If you're going outside, do take precautions. Drink plenty of water. For information on cooling centers in Missouri, call 1-800-392-0210. And Illinois, you can call 1-800-252-8966. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under clear skies, we have 84 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 82 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour.
Hotep, this is Pastor Ray Higgins, and I would like to invite you to tune in to the On One Accord broadcast every Sunday morning from 6 to 8:30 a.m. for the best in liberated gospel music, live talk radio, and powerful messages about truth and right spirituality. Join me right here on WGNU 920 a.m. every Sunday morning from 6 to 8:30 a.m. and let's set our people free. Hotep.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
The Columbia Bottom Conservation Area, 801 Strodman Road in St. Louis, presents a night hike on Friday, July 22nd from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Join the Flashlight Free Hike to explore the wildlife that is active after dark. For more information, call 314-877-6014. News for Night Owls from WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Every time I sing this song, I sing for my Georgia. Oh, Georgia. Get it home through this old sweet song. Keep Georgia on my mind.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Carfo.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, yes, it is a sad day for this young lady's family. To understand, no, I couldn't understand, why was she in utility, though? You know, why was she in like a computer or something, you know, with the service, you know. I mean, it was just like a waste of life, really.
It's just fodder. They just sent her there to be used as fodder.
And right now, they still not saying
how
the
she
cause
died.
Of the death.
That's right.
You
self,
know?
They
I
say
mean,
self-inflicted
she,
wound.
We don't know if she committed suicide
That's
or
right.
what.
That's right.
Or somebody killed her. Anyway, I mean,
19.
You don't know.
19 years old. Right. 19.
She hasn't.
19.
She haven't seen life. She haven't even looked at it yet.
No, she never got a chance to see life. She never got a chance to look at it.
And we got more babies over there.
She's a stray. She was a stray. I want to know. I want to know how many of our straight A students
yes.
have been dropped by. If nobody is holding on to the straight A good kids from staple families, what's happening to the rest of our babies?
And another thing, Ms. Brown, these recruits are getting to the point now. Is they told my friend's son that he could get a brand new car because of the service.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A brand new car in 2 years. No way.
Did they get him on tape?
They should have. They should have. Thank you, Ms. Brown. You have a beautiful weekend.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. You can go to the whiterosesociety.org. And listen to any hour of any show. Any hour of any show. WhiteRoseSociety.org. And don't forget to check out the webpage. We're launching on August 1st. That's LizBrown.com. A new column will be up this weekend. My gosh. This is just so awful. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sister?
I'm all right.
You know, my father was an Air Force man. and he's since passed on. And at one time, I wanted to go into the military, but as I began to mature consciously and politically about the country that I'm living in, there's no way possible I can risk my life in any form, be it an officer or a non-commissioned officer or just an infantry man or any other form of military for this country, risk my life. There's no way possible. You know, you have young men and women who are average students, believe it or not, who are making conscious decisions not to even go into the military. They would rather stick it out in either a low-paying service job or a two-year college than to go into the military, because actually the young brothers and sisters are making a decision not to go. That those numbers have been out, I believe, several months ago. They had an article in the paper about that. But parents, and I'm not knocking them, and I know they love their daughter. They should have really, and I know people allow their kids to make decisions and choices when they reach a certain age, but I would have stayed on top of my daughter or my son if I had any kids.
I'd shoot him in the leg. Shoot him in the leg. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. It's hurtful. It is so hurtful to think about this child, and to think about this child from the perspective, the baby, the 19-year-old baby that died, that was killed, that died. We don't know how she died. The first female from the state of Missouri killed in this waste of human life. They say that it was a self-inflicted wound, but they don't know any more than that. Now, they can fingerprint me and follow me all over this country. They have cameras to watch you everywhere and every place you go. They know what you had for breakfast this morning. Several billion dollars a month campaign can't tell you how that baby died. Oh, yes, they can. Well, they lied to you about the football player. They lied to you about how he died. They misled you about how he died. And they lied. And they used your emotion for their advantage. You think we're going to get the truth about how this baby died? They know. They know. I want to know what's going on with Hazelwood. I want to know what's going on with the Hazelwood Counseling Department. That this child was not encouraged and moved and pushed to be an officer. If she wanted to be in the military, there's no shame in that. If you want to be in the military, fine. You're a straight-A student. You're not an enlisted person. You go in as an officer, and hopefully, God willing, the war will be over by the time you graduate from college. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. You know, I think about that as murder. I wouldn't be surprised, and like you said, all the equipment and all the intelligence and all the satellites we got up there can tell you what you're wearing now inside a building, and they don't know how she died. Oh, yeah, she got killed by an officer. She got raped and murdered, and then they're going to lie about it. If they ever tell the truth, they knew she was smart, and if she said she didn't like something, somebody killed her. She was murdered. She did not self-inflict anything. They told that same lie about my former landlady's son, who was a police officer here. They said he shot himself. Can you imagine shooting yourself behind the head and behind the ear? He didn't. And they, for a long time, denied his mother the insurance. She said she finally got it. But they have done this kind of dirt. Someone was telling me he was finding out some things that they didn't want the public to know.
All right.
And so I believe when I heard that the first time, I said, no, this is murder. And the good Lord gives me that insight. You can see murder when you see it, and you don't have to try to placate anybody else's feelings. Just look, we just lost a doctor or a lawyer or a scientist. We may have lost the person who could have cured AIDS all over the world. We lost a future mother, teacher, whatever, business person. And so I would ask all parents, think. Don't let other folk lead your children. You plan. You know, we can do without the cars. Like the man said, somebody offered a child a car in 2 years, and they're going to make him bullet fodder as soon as he gets overseas. He won't ever know anything about a car. So I'd like to ask the parents, stop and think. Stop and think. And we're calling everybody over there insurgents, because really the whole thing we're doing is just paving the way for Bush and his friends to take over Iraq and divide it like the Arabs have already said. They're going to divide it between the U.S., Israel, and Great Britain.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me.
Well, I think it's fine building jumbo planes, taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want if you want, yes, you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play?
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Niamey. Some food aid has arrived in Niger, where a food crisis exists. About 150,000 children are facing starvation due to a drought and locust plague in the southern portion of the country. Over 23,000 tons of food are needed to make a significant impact in the situation. However, the first shipment is only 16 tons. The situation is so desperate that parents are having to feed grass and leaves to their children to keep them alive. A UN official in charge of humanitarian affairs said the international community has been too slow in recognizing the situation in Niger, and this has now increased the cost of dealing with this crisis. And Dateline Guantanamo Bay. A hunger strike is in progress at the detention camp at Guantanamo Bay. Over 50 inmates are taking part in the protest over their treatment at the camp. For 3 days now, the inmates involved have refused 9 meals. Over 500 inmates are in custody at the facility, but only 4 of the 500 have been charged with anything. A lawyer representing a number of inmates says that protests were already happening at the end of last month, and those were prompted by the quality of drinking water, but have now expanded over inhumane conditions and the unending detention. The military says the hunger strikers are being checked by medical staff and are being treated as necessary. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Hi, this is Vicki Pimentel inviting you to join me for a little sports talk on a Friday evening. Yeah, tune us in. 6 o'clock on Friday nights, right here on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU.
Got no worries on my plate. Left my troubles up to fate. Sitting pretty, cause ain't life.
Ah! Right in my eye.
In a world where accidents are bound to happen.
Man, it hurt.
Remember, wear eye protection.
This is a message about safety from the American Optometric Association.
Oh, man, that hurts.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast. Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only leading brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what liquid fast pain relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast. Advil strong.
Use as directed.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs, regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join, and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Tuesday, August 26, 2003. April 9th, I woke to the sound of a huge explosion at around 6 a.m., only 2 hours after I had fallen into a fitful sleep. I was sitting up stiff in bed, even before I had my eyes open. The room was warm, but I sat in bed, still in my jeans of the night before, my teeth chattering, clutching at the covers, groping my consciousness for sanity. We had been sleeping in our clothes for the last few nights, with pockets stuffed with identification papers and money, because we kept expecting the house to come crumbling down around us. We wanted to be out of the door as soon as it was necessary. I listened to the noise that had become as common as crickets in the summer, the constant drone of helicopters and fighter planes, explosions and shelling. We spent the early hours of that morning watching each other silently and solemnly. The only human voice in our midst was coming from the radio, crackling and fading. It told us what we already knew, what we had been dreading for what felt like an eternity. The American tanks were in Baghdad. There had been some resistance, but the tanks were all over Baghdad. And that was the start of National Day.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Yes.
On the weapons of mass destruction, they've done a good job of, they're still talking about it. One of your female hosts, won't mention any names, said yesterday that she thinks they're in the Baikal Valley buried. You know, we've got technology that can find oil 35,000 feet under the ocean. It's a sound wave thing. We've also got technology that years ago they flew over the Sahara Desert and found where the old river, ancient rivers had been by the depressions and the way they send the sound waves and the x-rays down. And we found the Cuban missiles, didn't we, back in the 60s. And if you go to Google for $400 a month, you can get this geography thing. I think they can pick out my address and my car in the driveway. And all of a sudden, we don't know about that technology. But we know they've got weapons of mass destruction. But we can't find them because they buried them.
Okay.
I mean, can you believe people keep buying into this stuff? It's unbelievable.
Okay,
thanks. Remember, mission accomplished.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Liz?
Yes?
I like to say this Hazelwood Central High School, they are getting away with very poor counseling service. I have had two grandchildren who graduated from there. In college, they had to take non-credit courses, because there were some courses they did not have in high school. And
who was their counselor?
The names of the counselor, I don't know at the present.
Male or female?
Female. And I have another one there now who, well, she had to go to summer school, and there are some problems there with the counseling.
Well, who, and again, you need to find out who the counselor is. And I think that there need to be complaints made to superintendents about counselors and what they're not doing.
All right.
You know, because I'm aware of a lot of problems with that out at Hazelwood. So you need to get on that. I mean, it's counselors matter.
All right.
Good counselors matter. Thanks for your call.
454-0400
is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yeah, I was wondering, is it cool to bring up something talked about on the previous day?
Sure.
Okay, this is in regards to the, when you said that you were very surprised about a young girl who hadn't known about race until her and her family ran into some problems.
I didn't say that I was surprised about it. I was pointing out the absurdity of a child whose parents of African descent had not talked about race with her. I'm not surprised by it.
Okay. I was wondering, have you seen the, well, you probably have, but have you seen the film Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Yes, I have.
Okay, do you remember the quote where Sidney Poitier and his father, both of them are arguing, and then he says to his father, you know, you look in the mirror and you see a black man. I look in the mirror and I see a man.
Okay.
I know that some people raise their kids to be colorblind, and I know they have good intentions. And I used to side with that, but I'm kind of rethinking my stance on that. Could you just elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, here's the thing. When people talk about being colorblind, it's always in respect to people of color. It's an effort to ignore who and what we are. I mean, if you look in the mirror and you don't see your beautiful brown skin, then you need to go get your eyes checked. Because God gave you God gave you everything that you are. And for you to say, I'm going to ignore my height. I'm going to ignore the fact that I have 2 feet. I'm only going to buy one shoe. I'm going to ignore the fact that I have 2 hands. It's crazy. It is crazy, and it's always because the reason why people want to ignore color is because they don't want to deal with the history, the legacy, and the currency of color. It's an escapism manner. Baby, if you look in the mirror and you don't see your color, black, white, yellow, brown, red, then you need to get your eyes checked. Because the fact of the matter is it exists. And it's almost like, well, what are you ashamed to see your color? What you don't want to accept the fact that you live in this world and that this is who you are. I look in my mirror and I see Queen of Africa. I'm not supposed to see that anymore. You know, I look in the mirror and I see a legacy of thousands of years of people from an incredibly powerful continent. I'm not supposed to see that. When Irish kids look in the mirror and they see their red hair and their ethnic origin, they don't see that. Or they're encouraged not to see that. Why aren't they encouraged to ignore that? They're not, but we are. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner wasn't made for anything but to misrepresent what the issues of race are in this country. You know, the woman that he was trying to marry, she didn't even have a college degree, and he had 57 degrees. It's crazy.
Thanks for your opinion on that.
All right. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We have Looking Black coming in the next hour. Dr. Todd Burroughs. Oh, we're going to have some stuff to talk about. You need to stay with me, folks. I'll be back.
Power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power. to the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brother.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Police shot and killed a man in the London Tube this morning, a day after the latest attacks on three London subways and a bus.
It's absolute mayhem. A lot of people sort of crouched down, sort of trying to run, but in a crouched position, me included. It's just, you know, it's like trying to protect their heads or worried about flying bullets.
He's a witness at the Stockwell station. Sky News is reporting the man may be linked to yesterday's attacks, but police are not confirming that. ABC's David Wright has more from London.
Now, normally, police walking the beat here in London do not carry guns, and there are reports this morning that this plainclothes detail involved in this latest incident were a special anti-terror unit with orders to shoot to kill.
London commuters, meantime, return to their routines amid delays.
Police tape still seals off the area in front of Warren Street Station. The flowers that were being sold yesterday and yesterday's paper still out in front. An emergency control unit in front of me and helmeted policemen. But most Londoners saying they're just trying to get on with their lives.
Definitely more nervous when traveling on the tube. Thinking a bit more aware about who's around you and things. But you just have to get on with things. You don't have much of a choice, really, except to get to work.
The message for most today, resilience and vigilance. Linda Alban, ABC News, outside Warren Street Station.
Secretary of State Rice is in Beirut meeting with officials of the new Lebanese cabinet, congratulating them on their desire for democracy. Many parts of the country are feeling the heat. 20 deaths are blamed on it, mostly in the Phoenix area. In Orlando, police say a man went to pick up his daughter, 5 months old, at daycare in the afternoon, but he'd never dropped her off that morning. She spent the day in his hot car and died.
She fell asleep on his way into work, and he was tired. He forgot she was in the car.
He's a family friend. No charges have been filed. This is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person. She was here watching the kids, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
The 9/11 Commission released its findings a year ago dealing with what ought to change in the wake of the terror attacks in the U.S. And now,
with pre-9/11 intelligence and security gaps, a blue ribbon panel found the U.S. vulnerable and unprepared for the terrorist threat. ABC consultant Vince Canestrero notes that although a recommended overhaul of security apparatus is underway,
whether or not this has actually improved counterterrorism, it remains to be seen.
The recent lessons of London, says Canestrero, extremists are just that, and terrorists should be given no quarter. Luis Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
And the search is on for Flutie, a 10-year-old Japanese chin who won Best of Breed at the Westminster Dog Show in 1998. His owners say he vanished from their home in Arkansas. They call Flutie a miracle dog because he survived several illnesses and surgeries, and now they're hoping a miracle will bring him home. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, near-record temperatures and oppressive heat index readings will continue to create dangerous conditions in the St. Louis area for the next few days. An excessive heat warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. Sunday. The United Way of Greater St. Louis will keep cooling centers open through Monday. For information on cooling sites or other heat-related assistance, call 1-800-427-4626. U.S. Congressman Todd Akin says yesterday's attack on London's transit system is just another reminder about the dangers of Al-Qaeda. The Missouri Republican said Americans need to proactively stop another terrorist attack from happening on American soil. No one was killed yesterday when four explosive devices went off on trains and a bus in London. 2 weeks ago, more than 50 people were killed in a similar attack in London. St. Louis's unemployment rate is significantly lower than what it was in the beginning of 2005. That's according to Monster.com's employment index for the top 28 metro markets.
There is some good news in St. Louis. We saw on a year-over-year basis job postings are up for salespeople up 50%, which indicates that business leaders and owners in St. Louis are confident in their ability to grow their top lines and they're hiring salespeople. Also significantly, we saw engineering, which is a large part of the population, also went up 75% year over year, which I think is a good sign for people to say, you know, what's going to happen over the next 6 months.
That's Steve Pogorzelski, the president of Monster.com. St. Louis's unemployment rate is higher than the national average at 5.5%. For more information on this employment index, go to www.monsterworldwide.com. Finally this hour, the Cardinals and Cubs renew their rivalry with a weekend series that starts at 7:10 this evening at Busch Stadium. Chris Carpenter looks to extend his streak of dominance, having won six straight outings, to tie for the Major League lead with 14 wins. He also ranks second in the National League with his 2.34 ERA and 137 strikeouts. Carlos Zambrano will get the ball for the Cubs in the opener this evening. The burly right-hander is 7-4 with a 3.60 ERA and silenced the Redbird Bats in a Chicago win earlier this season. The Cubs are 48-47 and trail the Cards by 13 games in the Central Division. Tonight's game marks just the third meeting of the year between the two rivals as they split a two-game series in St. Louis in April. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Susan Murray at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with their e-advantage. Excellence, expertise, and experience. All at Blake and Davis. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Aspen Spas. Westbound 44 between the Viaduct and Pacific and Gray Summit exit, there's a disabled tractor trailer. It was able to get onto the shoulder, but it was first reported as an accident, so there may be some brief delays back there. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, major road construction. Two left lanes are closed and traffic backs up all the way to Hawks Nest Overpass. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge, no problems there. Northbound 270 at Sappington and Big Bend, everything's flowing freely. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, look for a very heavy volume this hour. Westbound 5570 at 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic this hour. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for no problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything's on the move. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. Old Gravoy at Waldo, there's a report of a gas leak. And Frost Avenue at North Hanley, there's a report of an injury accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Aspen Spas. Looking for a hot tub? Aspen Spas will custom build a hot tub to meet your needs and save you money. Buy this week and get free $500 accessory package. Call 776-5050 or visit AspenSpasSTL.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today and tomorrow. An excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. Otherwise, today, hot and humid, partly cloudy, high in the upper 90s. Highest heat index readings are expected between 109 and 110 late morning or early afternoon this afternoon. For this evening, mostly clear, low in the upper 70s. Heat index is expected to be around 106 by early this evening. Saturday, pretty much the same, hot and humid, mostly sunny, high in the upper 90s. The heat index should reach around 109 to 110 by the afternoon, with Saturday evening mostly clear, low in the upper 70s, and the heat index reading should remain somewhere to the tune of about 107 to 109 early in the evening. For information on cooling centers in Missouri, you can call 1-800-392-0210. That's 1-800-392-0210 in Missouri. Or in Illinois, you can call 1-800-252-8966. That's 1-800-252-8966. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 85 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 83, both under sunny skies. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Looking Black. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, there's no progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
can this end? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next, from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Looking Black. Our guest journalist this week is Dr. Todd Burrows, freelance journalist, researcher, University of Maryland, joining us from College Park, Maryland. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Liz?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, Liz, all I can say is I'm glad we now have a hypertension drug because I think we're going to need it.
And you know what's really cool about it?
Go ahead.
That it costs more than anybody else's drug.
We Would you surprise at that? Well, you know, we're so disproportionately ready to get this, ready to get that. I mean, if the drugs cost more, that's fine.
There you go.
Let's just make sure we get them, right?
Yeah, they cost more than anybody else's drug. And what you know what else is that apparently if you target the drug to black people like that,
sure,
the patent lasts longer. So they get to keep a patent on this. Sell it to whoever they want to sell it to.
Right.
But keep the patent longer.
Well, look, we really need it. I mean, we just recently had a fundraiser here in Washington, D.C. for an activist, Damu Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a well-known environmental activist, and you know, but we had a major fundraiser for him because he has cancer, and because he worked in the struggle for 10 years, he worked at a nonprofit without health insurance.
Mm.
So at 46, you know, he's in Palestine, you know, trying to do some activism. He falls ill in Palestine, and he gets a cancer diagnosis of having 6 months to live.
Oh, my goodness.
So there was just a major fundraiser for him in Washington, D.C. to raise about $100,000. I don't know to what degree they were successful, but I'm very serious about, you know, getting some drugs, making sure, you know, we get health care so we get tested, and because these things are very serious. So, you know, whatever
40,
drugs they want to come out
46
that,
years
that help
old.
Us, you know, I'm with it.
46 years old.
Right. Right, and you know, so of course he's being an activist. He's turned around and has made a major campaign to get health care because, you know, people keep talking about black people not wanting to go to the doctor. Well, there are many reasons for that, but the main reason is that, you know, if you don't have good health care in this country and you can't afford the test, then you're not going to go.
No, you can't. No, you're not. And it's not like your life that you don't have other things to do besides go to the doctor.
And it's not like you don't have other things to do with the money rather than go to the doctor if you're feeling well.
That's right. That's right. And it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy that we live in a country that people have to live in constant fear.
Sure.
Constant fear of not having health care. That's
sure.
A sin and a shame. It's a sin and a shame.
Sure. And it's constant fear, of course, which is the current political climate here in Washington, D.C. I'm here in my office, and I have CNN on mute on the background. And, of course, the breaking news is about London. But of course, the reaction, of course, here in New York City, in America, is also breaking news in terms of the New York City subways and the searches. Have you heard about this?
But talk to the audience about that.
Well, this morning, New York City is actually doing something that I thought, with the incredible amount of people that go into New York City subways every day, which I kind of thought would be impossible, they have begun random searches. And what they're saying is that the searches are voluntary, and let me explain what I mean by that.
It depends on what your definition of is.
So, right. They're saying that, you know, they're going to pick 1 in 5 to have random, you know, bag searches before you go through the turnstiles. Now, you can refuse to be searched, but if you refuse to be searched, you won't be able to go into the subway. And so not only are they having searches there, but they're even doing, believe it or not, random searches on the train. This is New York City. You know, my reaction to this, I mean, watching on the Today Show, my reaction to this, well, let's see, 1 in 5. I wonder who's going to be the fifth person.
Now, they assured everybody that it would not be there wouldn't be any racial profiling.
Right. They did assure that. The police chief was on saying that. Mayor Mike, you know, the cool... you know, a non-pretentious mayor who actually has a listed phone number in the New York City.
Yes, he does.
You know, he's saying, oh, you know, we're going to do our best, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it was interesting. I came in the office at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, turned on CNN. A reporter was at West 75th Street or whatever, and he said, oh, well, I haven't seen any police. And, of course, you know how black people like to yell back at the TV and yell back at the movie screen. So, of course, I yell back at the television, well, you're not going to see any police at West 75th.
No, you're not. And you know, and here's the other piece of it is,
sure.
If the police are checking you for the bags,
sure.
Who's watching the streets and doing the other stuff that the police are supposed to be doing?
I think that's a very good question. And imagine, you know, New York has an incredibly dense transit system, you know, that works very well for the millions of people that use it every day. But imagine the inconvenience of that in terms of time, rush hour, police manpower, et cetera. Now, maybe this is part of these huge inlays of you know, American defense money that is now part of the budget. I mean, there was a report. I don't remember where I saw the report. No, it was 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes on CBS 60 Minutes. They talked about how, you know, these huge parts of the budget are quote unquote protect national security. You know, is being used. Maybe that's where the millions of dollars are being spent there. Let's just hope that, you know, that's what's being done and not something being cut on the social services.
Well, being here for half a minute here in the United States of America, I'm not keeping hope alive about that. I'm not keeping hope alive that the money is going where the money is supposed to be going.
Well, you know, I feel like playing Gil Scott Heron's Winter in America today. I mean, because the Patriot Act was approved by the House, as you know.
To be made permanent.
Now, you know, the Patriot Act is very simple. As we know, government surveillance sector of the United States had been very quiet because of the abuses of COINTELPRO,
mm-hmm.
and they sat quietly in the wings, but they developed a lot of policies that they couldn't pass. Even with Newt Gingrich in the 90s, they couldn't get support for all of the things they wanted to do to create the permanent security state. When 9/11 happened, they had the excuse. They were ready. All the policies were set, and the Congress rushed it through.
Without reading it,
you know, being scared to death of it. And so we got the Patriot Act, which pretty much legalizes what COINTELPRO did.
Mm-hmm.
They just made it official government policy.
Mm. And what is interesting is I have read that after the bombing in London, there was an attempt by their government to push their version of the Patriot Act.
Yes, and keep in mind that we're talking about London. We're talking about a highly secure city, a city in which there are cameras everywhere. And, you know, more and more that's becoming part of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine emailed me some software called Google Earth. Have you heard of it, Liz?
What does it do?
Google Earth, and I'm not kidding. Look it up. Google Earth is software that allows you to type in an address, any address, in the world. And through the combination of satellite footage and whatever cameras, etc., Google Earth will actually show you an air view of that neighborhood.
I was working with one of my interns, and I don't know if this is Google Earth. Maybe it is Google Earth. Maybe that's what it's called, that you do type in that. Because I drove to my house. And I parked my truck out in front of my house.
Sure.
And I stood up, and then I got out of my truck, and I started jumping up and down and waving at the sky and asking them, I was on my cell phone, asking them if they could see me. And they could. Now, the Laclede gas man that was standing there working, you know, thought I was crazy, wanted to know, what, you know, who's up there, what you looking at? But they could see me. They could see me jump.
Sure.
They could see this little dot, little black dot moving up and down, and they could see my truck in front of my house, and they could see my house. And this was, so this is real time.
I came out of my apartment one day waiting for the bus, and my neighbor, I'm right next to my neighbor. My neighbor has his laptop out, and he's walking around his laptop. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just checking some new software that I have that tracks me by satellite.
Huh?
And I said, come on, you're kidding. And he said, no, let me show you. So he shows me his laptop, and he literally shows how he had software that showed where he was. Literally, he was a dot on the screen that had my street on it, that had, you know, the cross street, et cetera. And he was walking around with the computer, and I saw the little dot follow him around exactly
where
he was going.
Oh, for God. So, Todd, if they have this that you can download on your computer for $57 a month or whatever,
right,
what do they have that we don't know about?
Well, see, that's my point, because if the free software is, you can find any aerial view of anything on planet Earth, then we know what the Pentagon has, we know what the CIA has, we know what the FBI has, and, you know, since they all are going to now actually stop being territorial and begin to share information, you know, we are, you know, conservatively 5 years away from having all integration of information on any individual. And by all information, I mean, you know, being able to track somebody during the day, literally track somebody.
Watch them on a screen. Now, and let's move away from the because it's too scary to linger there very long about what the government can't do. Let's move into what non-governmental people can do with this information. There are people that are already, how do I say this, predisposed to stalking. So, you know, they can follow you anywhere you are. They could sit, they could have, while they're working, they could have their computer screen up, fixated on your house, and watch to see when you, if you've left home, if you've come home, or if you where you said that you were. This is scary, scary stuff. And what about people that are out there in the celebrity world? You know, they had people that had to stalk them before that would have to find out where they live and go through all these changes. Now you don't.
Sure.
These are scary, scary times.
Yes, they are. And there, with the increases in technology, the increase in fear, because all of the policies of the West now are coming home to roost, and you know, and the reaction to that, the political reaction and the technological reaction to that will be to attempt to continue to control every single aspect of the human environment.
Mm-hmm.
We're only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the other part of it is that the technology is going to get cheaper and cheaper, affordable. The guy down the street that can't read C Spot Run will be able to have and afford software to track you.
Exactly.
These are scary times. These are scary, scary times. So what else is on your mind at Dr. Burroughs?
Well, there are many things. I mean, there's so many things to talk about in the news, it's hard to even start. I'd like to start with something close at home. In Maryland is a really interesting controversy here. The mayor of Maryland, a white Republican by the name of Robert Ehrlich, had a fundraiser June 20th at a country club. There was just one problem with the country club. It was all white and had never had a black member in its history. The lieutenant governor, Michael Steele, is a black man. And a very prominent, you know, person in the state, somebody who's down with the people, you know, who wants to mainstream the Republican Party. And, you know, so, of course, he's caught in the middle of this because, you know, you have, black protesters, critics, et cetera, you know, very upset at this fundraiser. And you know, so, you know, the Lieutenant Governor Steele said something kind of moderate, like, oh, well, you know, we have to look into this and how this kind of thing can be done. I'm concerned about it, et cetera. But, it just kind of reinforces the idea that...
Well, I want to hear what words came out of this man of African descent's mouth. What did he say? What were his words?
Well, let's see. I have to find the exact words.
Because, I mean, it's interesting or curious to me of how do you form your mouth around something that comes out as tolerant of this or understanding of this or patient with this in the year 2005.
Right. And let's see. I'm using Google right now. Not to search where your studio is, Liz, but actually to...
not to search and see what outfit I have on today
right.
or what Howard is drinking.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Yes, here we go. Let's see what he said here. Let's see the exact quote. Okay, quote, with Elkridge, which is the country club, the core issue there is a perception of discrimination is just as insidious as the reality of discrimination. So we need to tackle it on all fronts. That's his direct quote. And continue.
What does that mean?
I'm trying to figure it out myself. Quote, there is a sensitivity with respect to this issue.
What's the sensitivity?
Particularly in the, wait, let me finish the quote, particularly in the
okay, I'm sorry, this
community that cannot be lost. The symbol of this club grates, end quote. That's what he said.
It's great.
What he said to the this is to the local television station. I'd encourage Elkridge and others to reconsider their policies, whether stated or unstated, and recognize that Maryland is a very diverse community with a lot of potential. So we shouldn't cloud or hamper that potential with this kind of foolishness.
I would encourage them to rethink. He didn't say, I'm not going there anymore.
Oh, no.
He didn't say that, I don't see how anybody would have invited me to a party. I don't see how somebody would continue to have a fundraiser at a place that keeps black people from being there. Except, and I imagine that it might be even the type of club that doesn't even let black people serve other people.
Well, keep in mind, this is the better statement. Because this is his coming out and kind of defending the house here. I don't want to say the big house because I have more respect for Steele than that. But initially, the administration's initial remarks on this story was the governor called the flap, quote, all a bunch of nothing.
Oh, my.
So this is Steele trying to save face.
Oh, my.
For his administration.
So his administration invited him to a function at a place that has a policy and a practice of not having black people in the club because of the color.
Well, unofficial. There's never been a black member. It's all white. It was all white yesterday. It's all white today. There's not an official policy that says.
But you're asking. But here's the thing. You're asking me to believe something that is statistically impossible.
Sure.
It is statistically impossible for a club in the area, in the state that it is in, over the, how long has this club existed?
Over 50 years.
Over 50 years, not to have a black member. That's statistically impossible.
Sure.
So simply because you didn't write it down doesn't make it not a policy.
Yes, I think we know about that.
So
those of us who are from the north and, you know, who know that there was never Jim Crow segregation in the North, but there was de facto segregation. This is powerful.
I mean, the Klan didn't always write down their meeting places, but they all got to the lynching at the same time and at the same place.
Well, at least now we can track the Klan, Liz.
There you go.
At least now we'll be able to follow.
There you go.
Through cameras.
And we can put cameras on this club to see if we ever see a black person walking up in it.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a break, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Todd Burrows, freelance journalist, researcher at the University of Maryland. He's joining us from College Park, Maryland. I'm Liz Brown, and this is Looking Black. Stay with us.
Time is made from honey, slow and sweet. Only the fools know what it means. Temptation. Temptation, temptation, I can't resist. Well, I know.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by J.C. Penney. North Broadway is closed in both directions between Salisbury and Bremen due to the partial collapse of the McKinley Bridge. Motorists can use Salisbury to get around the incident. The bridge was closed in 2001. Westbound 44th Viaduct in Pacific, look for tractor trailers out of the way inside a construction work zone. There's about a quarter mile backup. Southbound 55 at Gasconade, an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. There's no delays at this hour. Westbound 370 at Earth City Expressway, look for a car fire. Northbound 55 at Gasconade, a left lane is blocked due to a southbound accident and traffic jams approaching 4500 South Broadway. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, look for road construction having only a two left lanes being able to get by. Traffic backs up approaching Highway 94. Northbound 270 at 44 and 55 looks good this hour. Eastbound 40 at Mason Road, look for a very heavy volume this hour. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way into Washington Elizabeth, no problems there. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Clayton Morrison, you've got heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 at 79, heavy volume there as well. Westbound 5570 between 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic on the bridge. Westbound 64 to 5570 split looks good. And westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything seems to be on the move. Northbound Route 3 onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge, nothing there. Old Gravoy at Waldo, there's a report of it is closed due to a gas leak. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by JCPenney. It's the JCPenney biggest Saturday bonus sale. Stores open early at 8 a.m. with doorbusters till 1, plus bonus coupons, savings all day long. It's all inside JCPenney. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today and tomorrow. A heat advisory is in effect until 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. Otherwise, hot and humid both days, partly cloudy both days, high in the upper 90s for both days. The heat index readings are expected to be around 109 late morning, this morning, and this afternoon. For this evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 70s, and the heat index is expected to maintain around 106 by early this evening. Saturday, like I said, hot and humid, mostly sunny, high in the upper 90s. The heat index will remain at about 109 till the afternoon hours, and then Saturday evening, mostly clear, low in the upper 70s with a high heat index of 109 early in the evening. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 85 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 83, both under sunny skies. For information on cooling centers in Missouri, call 1-800-392-0210, or in Illinois, call 1-800-252-8966. That's a look at this hour's traffic and news, or traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call, It's Looking Black. That's up next. It follows these messages. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Ever start a project by yourself, only to find you needed someone to help you? Fact is, when you link your resources with those of others, more gets done faster and benefits more people. Since 1994, Hope for the Nations has helped thousands of children in 20 countries in Europe, Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Hope for the Nations links people and resources in the U.S. and Canada to help homeless children become tomorrow's leaders, productive leaders who help their communities become self-sufficient, and help even more people. Learn more about Hope for the Nations. Find out how you can link your resources and help children throughout the world. Visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's www.hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994. This is one project that needs your help.
Charles Gear and Lori Fulkerson provide a sounding board. Anywhere there's a computer, log on at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
That's the way it used to be. It seems like a mighty long time. Shiba, shiba, my baby, ooh, ooh. Seems like a mighty long time. Oh, yeah.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead. In Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. Our guest this morning, our guest journalist, is Dr. Todd Burrows, freelance journalist, researcher at the University of Maryland, and he's joining us from College Park, Maryland. Welcome back, Todd.
Thank you, Liz. Liz, make me a promise that before we leave the air, we talk about hustle and flow.
Okay.
Because I want to get to our black news site.
Okay.
And definitely want to get into that, but we've got to talk about Hustle and Flow, which opens today.
Okay.
Before we get to the black news sites, I just wanted to give one thing that's been happening in L.A. that I think is very significant. The United Way and the Urban League of Los Angeles wrote a report the state of Black Los Angeles. And they released the findings. Unfortunately, the findings are not good. Blacks in that city, America's second largest city, fare the worst among all major races in education, health, economics, housing, and criminal justice. For instance, a study found that nearly half of Black L.A. high school students don't graduate within 4 years, that the median household income for Blacks in L.A. is more than $20,000 below that of white families, and the 14% Black unemployment rate is more than double of whites and Asians.
Mm. So how is Black Los Angeles responding to this?
Well, the city's first Latino mayor said that he sees it as a call to action and as a challenge. But, you know, the report is a good listing of everything, but there really isn't an action plan that they've developed. They're happy to know the statistics, and I don't know in terms of what kind of community action would create policies that would allow this to happen. And see, this is why on the national front, we have to be very serious. Like when they almost took the up or down program and all these things away, when they were about to cut that budget for the TRIO programs,
mm-hmm.
these are the kind of programs that actually would help that situation in terms of making sure that people graduate and that they go on to some sort of post-secondary experience, which is why we've got to always pay attention with what's going on in Washington, because, you know, when these things are cut in Washington, they're cut from all local programs across the country.
And isn't one of the things that George W. Bush talks about, because I believe that he showed up at, what is it, Indiana's
Black Expo.
One of the things that he talks about is that he has increased housing opportunities. There's more Black home ownership than ever before, and that's one of his issues. Well, let's start in L.A.
Right.
Let's start in L.A. And also, this report is kind of like deja vu all over again, isn't it? This is 40 years after the Watts riots.
Right.
How much further have we come?
Right. Exactly. To go on to news and Black websites.
And if I could just throw this out too.
Sure.
Black people are 10% of the population of Los Angeles County.
Mm.
Isn't that something? 10%.
And I think in Los Angeles, aren't all the races evenly divided in terms of population?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the fact that they're doing that bad in a situation where they're evenly divided with all the others in the population gives you an idea of the situation there that needs to really be worked at quickly.
Absolutely.
Another situation that we worked at quickly is what's going on in Niger, which is the lead story in BET.com today. The headline is Niger's children are dying as the world watches.
Eating grass.
For real.
They're eating grass.
And the story by Ed Wiley III says, in the continuing African saga of international neglect and despair, one of four of Niger's 12 million people are starving to death. This is according to UN officials.
Mm-hmm.
One of the poorest harvests the sub-Saharan nation has ever seen, largely due to drought and an invasion of locusts, has left so many children malnourished that even emergency shipments of food could be too late to save tens of thousands of lives.
But we had a moment of silence about what happened in London.
Yes.
And that is not to diminish the loss of lives, but whose lives do we care about?
Well, see, that's what the BET article says here, because it says, but even more significant, observers say, is the fact that the world's wealthy nations ignored pleas from Niger and the United Nations as long ago as November 2004 to help brace for the famine.
Mm-hmm.
Had the nations responded then, according to some reports, the cost to save a child would have been about $1 per day. Now, with the current status of debilitating malnutrition, it will take about $80 per child.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only for those who aren't too far gone to save. The top industrialized countries left the G8 summit earlier this month with loud promises about helping poor African nations, but say critics, there was barely a whisper about the famine in Niger. And Niger is the second poorest nation in the world, Liz.
Mm.
The average citizen in this landlocked country, according to BET, is a subsistence farmer who lives on about $1 per day.
Jesus.
So that's BET, and they say there's going to be a report tonight on BET Nightly News. Let's continue to watch that as long as we have it.
Absolutely, for the next few minutes that we have it.
For real, because that's going to be gone, and that's going to be a major, major loss. I know we've talked about that here before.
All right, so...
going on to Black America Web, unless it's something else.
No, go ahead.
All right. In Black America Web, one of the lead stories is about a Florida state senator who wants to make available more affordable housing, drug treatment programs, and financial management assistance for farm workers in that state who have been trapped for years in a system that mirrors modern-day slavery. The federal government has stepped in to investigate conditions on Florida farms where workers are paid in cash and their pay is docked for the alcohol, drugs, and housing they get from their crew bosses. Now, wasn't this called sharecropping, Liz?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And wasn't sharecropping just a step away from slavery?
That was it. It was another way of saying enslavement. Except I don't own you physically, but I own you.
Right, right. The article continues: these crew bosses, who are usually black, round up workers from around homeless shelters and labor pools in Florida and along the eastern coast. Quote, they promise them a job with good pay and a place to live, but what they get is not what they are promised, said Jacoby Pittman, president and CEO of the Clara White Mission in Jacksonville. Quote, you already have people who are beat down, looking to do something to lift themselves, and they get beat down again, Pittman told BlackAmericaWeb.com. Quote, they will take the offer from the crew bosses because they have nowhere else to go.
And don't they, if this is the same story that I'm thinking about, that they take homeless people, people that are addicted to crack, and they pay them in crack.
You know,
there's a story that they pay them in crack and keep them in these places and make them work and then give them crack. I think that was in California. I believe that was in California.
Wow.
Yep. We have to take a break. I'm talking to Dr. Todd Burrows. Todd, have you heard about the story about the pastor from the pulpit who made the horrific comments about women, lesbians? You heard about that?
No.
Okay.
But I'm Googling it right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back. I'm going to give you a chance to Google that.
Sure.
I'm talking to Dr. Todd Burrows, freelance journalist, researcher, University of Maryland, joining us from College Park. And we will talk about hustle and flow. And I want to talk about crash, too.
Oh, please don't talk about crash.
I want to talk about crash, too. We'll be back. Stay with us.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Nairobi. Former President Bill Clinton is in Kenya today. He is set to kick off a major initiative to curb HIV infections among children in that East African country. A statement from the Clinton Foundation says its goal is to get at least 1,000 more Kenyan children who are HIV positive on medications that will help them. That will double the number of children in that country who are on the antiviral drugs. Clinton started a week-long six-country tour of Africa on Sunday and will be meeting with President Mwai Kibaki over the weekend. The Clinton Foundation is spending about $10 million on AIDS-affected children this year, mostly in rural Africa. Over the last 3 years, the Foundation's HIV and AIDS initiative has been helping countries start large-scale care, treatment, and prevention programs. And Dateline Washington. Without a great deal of fanfare, the Defense Department has requested Congress to raise the maximum age for military recruits to, get this, 42. This will be for all branches of service. Right now, the maximum age is 35, with people up to age 39 eligible to enlist in reserve units. Under Secretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness Issues, David Chu, says that incentives will be provided to attract older recruits. Maximum reenlistment bonuses will be $90,000. Maximum hardship duty pay will go to $750 a month. Special pay and incentives for nuclear-qualified officers jumps to $30,000, and there will also be bonuses for rising through the ranks for reservists. The Bush administration also wants to give bonuses to service people of up to $1,000 if they get someone to come into the military, and if those people make it through basic and advanced training, the soldiers would get a payment of $2,500.
Plus, money will also be requested to help new recruits buy a home at the end of their service time, and that is another incentive. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Are you looking to get your transmission fixed? Well, take it on over to Roy's Transmission, where you get great quality, great price, and great service. Some transmission shops will tell you you have to tear your transmission down to fix it. No, you don't. Take it on over to Roy's, and he will hook your transmission up, run a diagnostic on it, and tell you what's wrong with it and how much it will cost to fix it. Roy's Transmission, 5524 Riverview. That's 5524 Riverview. Or give him a call at 383-2019. 383-2019. Roy's Transmission.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
One always picks the easy fight. One praises fools, one smothers light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. Our guest this morning is Dr. Todd Burrows, freelance journalist, researcher, University of Maryland, joining us from College Park, Maryland. Okay. Hustle and Flow.
Well, a movie about an African-American pimp who becomes a hip-hop artist. This is some sort of allegory about following your dreams, never being too late, about redemption, which of course is the theme for the other film that is also very popular and somewhat controversial, Crash. It's interesting in the case of Crash, you can make the argument that it's about the white psyche and about the white psyche being redeemed or not, with African Americans just being kind of like, and people of color, in the movie, just almost being objects of whether or not whites should be redeem themselves or should they redeem themselves through these characters, where in the case of Hustle and Flow, redemption comes from joining the music industry.
And what is the role of the little white girl in it? The little blonde in it?
You talking about Hustle and Flow?
Yes.
Where she's like the confidant of the main character.
It's like they didn't have the courage to, you know, it's problematic enough that it is about a pimp.
Right.
But they didn't have the courage to, or just the honesty.
Sure.
How is his confidant a little blonde girl?
How is his what now?
How is his confidant a little blonde girl?
Well, you know, I think they had to integrate the film. I mean, you know, you don't want a black film And you know, since the writer is white, and you know, the writer is white.
I did not know the writer was white.
The writer is white. And you know, John Singleton put up $2-3 million of his own money.
You need to shut up. You need to shut
up. I'm telling you what he did. Look it up, Liz. He put up two. He believed in this film so much. He put $2-3 million of his own money
into a white written movie about a black pimp finding redemption in hip hop.
Yes.
You know what? I'm through. I am through.
Well, you know, I'm less outraged at that actually than I'm outraged with Crash, because Crash is being viewed as this groundbreaking film. You know, I think part of the reason it's viewed as so groundbreaking is that people like Tony Danza and Sandra Bullock are brave enough to show themselves on screen as institutional racists. I mean, I think a large part of the so-called bravery of this film is that. But, I mean, I have problems with Crash because Crash kind of, as my friend the activist Jared Ball says from Washington, D.C., Crash kind of starts with this idea that, you know, all prejudice is equal and we're all racist, et cetera. And when last I checked, racism was prejudice plus power. And the idea of creating a film without the context of white supremacy and kind of making it seem as if it's as racism as all this personal thing, depending on personal circumstances, and allowing basically a black rapist, excuse me, a white rapist, to redeem himself by rescuing the woman that he raped. I mean, that's in Crash,
well,
for those who haven't seen it.
But it's also that whole, Halle Berry Oscar-winning movie, Monsters Ball. That the white racist gets to redeem himself.
Sure.
The white racist gets to sleep with a woman that whose husband that he just helped murder.
Sure.
You know, so it's that whole genre of redemption through a white redemption without an examination of what white racism is.
Exactly. And how, I mean, the only thing to me Crash gets right is that in every, virtually every interaction, maybe we can make the argument that there's one interaction in Crash, which is not so in terms of the white cop going to get the funding, et cetera, for his father and the black worker turning him down. But maybe with that exception, the only thing to me Crash gets right is that in every interaction between someone white and someone of color, the people who are white are in charge.
Mm.
I mean, I think that's the only thing it gets right. But it's completely without context. And again, I mean, I think we're all Terrence Howard fans, you know, but the fact that these are the movies that are really putting him on the A-list is kind of sad.
And also, we're getting ready to have a Crash enhancement, or a Crash legitimizing, or a Crash worldview of what racism is, because Oprah getting ready to come on her show and talk about what happened to her in France as her Crash moment.
Not only that, but Crash is being optioned to be a television series.
Oh, Jesus.
For the FX network. Now I have better faith in it actually as a television series, because at least in the television series, we'll be able to deal with the subtleties. I mean, some of us remember a show in the 90s on NBC called Homicide: Life on the Street, which I think did a very good job of dealing with the kind of subtleties of race and class. And perhaps Crash the television show would be able to do in 12 hours what Crash the movie was unfortunately kind of unable to do or unwilling to do, depending on your perspective.
Okay, or pretty depending upon your belief and keeping hope alive. We'll see what happens. I agree with you, Todd, that it has the opportunity to do that.
Sure.
It remains to be seen if that is what's going to happen with it. And from the reviews that are coming out about Hustle and Flow, what are they saying? Because he got a 3 out of 4 star rating here in St. Louis.
The critics are falling over themselves.
Jesus.
With praise for this film. This film is clearly a well-constructed tour de force. It is something that has put Terrence Howard on the map completely. He will now go to the A-list of actors. And, you know, supposedly this story is one that pulls at the heartstrings and
makes feel comfortable. They're comfortable with this type of character because this type of character is familiar.
Let us remember, Morgan Freeman did not become Morgan Freeman until he did Street Smart, in which he played, if you remember, this is going back a bit, he played a pimp. And it was Street Smart that got Morgan Freeman to the A-list.
Well, and we can't forget what kept him there driving Miss Daisy.
Right.
Did
you see why we need the hypertension drug now?
No matter how much it costs. Oh, Dr. Todd Burrows, thank you so much for joining us on Looking Black. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Liz. As always, it's been fun and entertaining.
Okay, take care. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, the wake-up call. I'll be back in the next hour. Ooh, Lord. I'll be back. Stay with me.
You were born with
very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never tell you the progress that you made. If you took a knife and knife out 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Bullets flew and London commuters ducked in the Stockwell station this morning. Police shot and killed a man who witnesses say was being chased.
They were plainclothes police. I didn't see any uniform police at that time. There was no uniform police given any instruction at all. It was just an instinctive reaction just to get out.
Mark Whitby is a witness. British media reporting the man may be linked to yesterday's attacks on 3 London subways and a bus. Police have not confirmed that. They're expected to hold a briefing this hour. London commuters are carrying on amid delays.
Carry on as normal. Just come in and go to work and not let London be defeated, if you like. Just carry on as normal.
New York commuters are running into slowdowns. ABC's Jim Hickey has more on that from Times Square.
New York subway riders are being greeted with this announcement about a new policy. Their bags are now subject to random checks. Most commuters seem fine with that.
That's what you gotta do, right? Keep us safe.
As for how safe he feels riding the subways after what happened in London...
My life is in the hand of God. You know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Some of these New Yorkers believe it is only a matter of time before this subway is attacked. Jim Hickey, ABC News, New York.
A man with a record involving a pipe bomb was arrested, allegedly with weapons, outside a Long Island, New York commuter train station. Police stopped his van and allegedly found things like an electric stun gun and a machete. Killer heat continues. Many parts of the country have been coping with extreme temps. As many as 20 deaths are blamed on the heat, mostly in the Phoenix area. This woman's father was among them.
We were calling him and saying, please make sure to drink water. Turn the air on. My husband came over and made sure everything was working for the summer.
Her mother was also rushed to the hospital. The temp inside their house was reportedly 110 degrees. This is ABC News.
Remember 1991? We had less than 100 TV channels. Supermodels strutted down runways, and a hardworking man named Hunt bought a new pickup truck. Today, even after 97,000 miles, Hunt's pickup is still going strong. See, Hunt uses Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's formulated to help extend engine life and protect against oil burn-off better than competitive leading oils. So Hunt can ride his pickup for the years and TV channels ahead.
Help older cars feel young again with Castrol GTX High Mileage.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
The House voted to renew the U.S. Patriot Act by a wide margin last night, drawing applause from the White House.
President Bush wants all police powers in the Anti-Terrorist Act made permanent, but the House agreed to extend for only 10 years roving wiretaps to track suspects as they change phones and the powers to search medical and library records.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. It heads next to the Senate. A surprise visit to Lebanon for Secretary of State Rice. ABC's Jonathan Carl is traveling with her.
Sure. Secretary Rice just landed in Beirut, coming from Israel on a secretly planned trip. Reporters traveling with her were not told until just a couple of hours before she left. She sworn to secrecy until we landed. She is here, she says, to congratulate the Lebanese people on their thirst for democracy.
ABC's Jonathan Corley in Beirut. Rice is also expected to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders over the weekend. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, first aid workers at Busch Stadium are in demand during this heat wave. At yesterday's game, they treated more than 60 fans for heat-related illnesses. J.T. Miller, the operations manager of Gateway Ambulance Service, says fans can easily find relief from the heat while at the ballpark.
We have the first aid station open from on the third floor from 2 hours before the game until after the game is over with. The sixth floor opens up about an hour before the game. They are air conditioned. We have ice water. We have cold towels. We'll do everything we can to help somebody out.
Yesterday, concession stand employees helped fans beat the heat by giving away free cups of ice. Miller says if you're going to the game, drink plenty of water and stay away from soda and beer, which dehydrate you. After yesterday's bombings in London, travel experts say few people are changing their travel plans. Mike Wright, the vice president of public affairs for AAA of Missouri, says London is popular with American tourists. Wright says it appears most Americans are adopting the attitude of the British, realizing that if they want to enjoy London life, they should also remember the possibility of a terrorist attack. Some area schnook stores are recalling potentially contaminated fresh-squeezed orange juice. The unpasteurized juice is produced by Florida-based Orchid Island Juice Company under several brand names, including Schnucks Premium. 32-ounce and 64-ounce containers of Schnucks Premium fresh-squeezed juice with an expiration date of before July 25th are affected by the recall. Only 8 area stores carry the juice: Creve Coeur, Baldwin, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Woods Mill, Lindbergh, Ledoux, and Edwardsville. Finally this hour, the St. Louis Blues will almost certainly be back on the ice this coming October. The NHL Players Association ratified the new collective bargaining agreement yesterday, with nearly 90% of the players voting in favor of the new deal. The NHL Board of Governors will meet today in New York, where it is expected to put its firm stamp of approval on the new CBA, effectively putting hockey back in business. The NHL will also hold its draft lottery today to determine the order in which teams will make selections during the upcoming draft, which will take place July 30th in Ottawa. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by JCPenney. It's the JCPenney biggest Saturday bonus sale. Stores open early at 8 a.m. with doorbusters till 1, plus bonus coupon savings all day. It's all inside JCPenney. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. North Broadway is closed in both directions between Salisbury and Bremen due to a partial collapse of the McKinley Bridge. The motorists can use Salisbury to get around the incident. Southbound 55 at Gasconade, the accident has been cleared. Westbound 40 between McKnight and Clayton Morrison, look for that accident to be cleared, but traffic still jams all the way back at Clayton Skinker. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, look for major road construction having 2 left lanes closed and traffic backs up approaching Highway 94. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge, look for no problems report. Northbound 270 at 44, everything has returned back to normal. Eastbound 40 at Mason Road, look for that traffic to be easing. Westbound 270 at Bell Fountain and 170, everything is on the move. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, no problems to report there. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, look for slow volume there. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you have slow volume there as well. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, no problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything's on the move. Old Gravelway at Waldo Industrial is closed due to a gas leak. And South Broadway at Itasca, look for that to be closed due to an accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Ida Miller at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with their EE advantage. That's excellence, expertise, and experience, all at Blake and Davis. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow. There's a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. Otherwise, today, hot and humid, partly cloudy, a high in the upper 90s. The highest heat index readings are expected to be between 109 and 110 late this morning or this afternoon. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 70s. The heat index is expected to reach around 106 by early this evening. For Saturday, hot and humid, mostly sunny, high in the upper 90s. The heat index will be around 109 again to early morning, mid-afternoon hours, and then on Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 70s. The heat index will remain at between 106 and 109 for the evening of Saturday evening. For information on cooling centers in Missouri, call 1-800-392-0210. That's 1-800-392-0210. Or in Illinois, you can call 1-800-252-8966. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 85 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 83, and both under sunny skies. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal citizenship.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. Don't forget my website at lizbrown.com, my column. And don't forget, it's going to be launching on August 1st. So you don't want to miss it. August 1st, going to have the blog on there, going to some stuff that you didn't know. You just didn't know. Going to be on the blog, going to be on the website. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be something. So that's August 1st. In the meantime, you can catch us on WhiteRoseSociety.org. You miss an hour, go get an hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. I know that some people like to think that the black robe hunt, the Supreme Court Justice hunt, the robes are hiding. I guess it's kind of like babies hiding behind the skirts of their mamas. Karl Rove is hiding behind the skirts of the black robe, so that we don't talk about him, but we need to talk about him. Classified State Department memorandum central to a federal leak investigation contained information about CIA officer Valerie Plame. And it says that it was marked with the letter S. And for those that are incapable of deciphering disabled, S means secret. Valerie Plame's identity was in a file with an S on it. That meant that it was secret. Plame, who was referred to by her married name, Valerie Wilson, in the memo, is mentioned in the second paragraph of the three-page document, which was written on June 10, 2003. The paragraph identifying her as the wife of former Ambassador Joseph C. Wilson was clearly marked to show that it contained classified material at the secret level, two sources said. The CIA classifies as secret the names of officers whose identities are covert. She was a covert employee of the CIA. She was a spy in every sense of the word. And one of the things that is not talked about a lot in this gross, treasonous act of revealing her identity is the safety aspect to her and her family. If you are a CIA covert spy, you've done some stuff. And I cannot help but think that you've done some stuff that have put yourself and your family at risk. People who didn't know you were a spy now know you are a spy. Not only do they not now know you're a spy, they now know who your husband is. Not only do they know that you are a spy, but they also know who your children are. Not only do they know that you're a spy, they know where you live. Not only do they know you're a spy, they know who you are working for. This woman's life, her family life, her family's family life, her mama's life, her daddy's life, her uncle's life, everybody who's related to her's life could very well be in danger. And this wasn't a casual loose lip slip of a tongue type of a outing. This gross treasonous act was engaged in because a man who had his lips on the ear of the man who sits in the White House, this man wanted to show the world, don't mess with us, because we'll get you. It was a puny, vindictive act with the gravest of consequences. And the disregard of human life, the disregard of the safety of American citizens were put at a time of war, were put at risk by this little man, Karl Rove, who was engaging in petty politics to have his way. This is bad stuff. This is bad stuff. This is bad, bad stuff. And it's not talked about enough that this woman's life is now at danger, could be at grave danger. She was a covert spy. And they want to talk about keeping the nation safe from terrorists. They want to talk about searching every fifth person's bags at going through the taking a subway in New York City to make us safer. How about this? How about putting in jail every person that reveals the name of a covert CIA operative spy in the time of war? That's something we can do today. That's something we know was done. That's something that we can address today. You can check one out of five people's pocketbooks at the subway and you ain't turning up nothing. It's crazy. It's crazy. Turning our country into a police state, but yet not dealing with the things that we can address today. You're losing your civil liberties. They're committing crimes and getting away with it. Something's wrong with that picture. Something's wrong with that picture. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Great. I always start my day with you.
Well, bless your heart.
By the way, when you were talking about Google Earth, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but General Motors was talking back in 2004 on the Malibu, putting in this little black box in your car that they could track wherever that car went for, you know, quite some time.
A car that you've purchased or
yes.
A car that you've rented?
Car you purchased. Oh, but it only gets worse from there. I hope you're sitting down for this. Because in this black box, it would tell how many people were in the car, what the weight of each person was, whether they were wearing their seatbelt or not, and then, like, at the scene of an accident or whatever, that they could tell if the brakes were applied in an accident, what the speed of the car was, etc. GMAC at one time wanted to take and be able to have access to go in at any time and pull information out of your car to see what your driving habits were. If they were okay, they would consider giving you a discount. I didn't know if you were aware of that, all of that.
That's just their way of easing people into accepting this technology. That's all this is.
Right, but I mean, I just thought that I'd make you aware of it, just in case you weren't.
Oh, that's outrageous.
And,
that is totally outrageous.
The other point that I wanted to bring up to you, as of September 1st, people who are on Medicaid, the adults, will no longer have dental coverage.
It's so awful. It's just so awful.
I'm sorry to give you all the bad news.
Well, you know, you're not the first person.
But believe me, I always enjoy your program. But, you know, the thing of it is that we need to keep this out there. We need to keep rolling with it because
right.
The fact that if a person has an infection, you know, in their gums or whatever, et cetera.
It spreads to your body.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
gum disease, heart conditions, gum disease, infection, all the health of your body is tied to the health of your mouth.
And by the way, you were actually a pioneer this past week twice. The Walmart story and the memos that were sent to DSS. You were actually a pioneer. Other places have picked it up after you. So I thought I'd give you, you know, make your day for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Liz. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding, Penny.
As always, I'm enjoying your show.
Very good.
What I'd like to know is, how does Carl Rove get access to this lady's information, and what else does he have access to?
And what other secrets has he betrayed?
Yes, because, I mean, why would he need to have this type of information?
Well, he is the man that is standing next to George W. Bush. He's the number two person in the government. So he has the clearance for this. He absolutely has the clearance for it. Clearly, he doesn't have the temperament for it and the capability of doing what, acting responsibly with this information.
But he's not, and this is my opinion, he's not vital to our national security.
Well, he's vital to George W. Bush.
He's right next to the president. He's not a military person. He doesn't need to have access to this type of information. That should not have been allowed.
I agree. And clearly he has demonstrated that he will take the information and attempt to use it to his advantage. And that's what the scary part of this is.
That's true. But what else does he have access to?
And how else has he used it? Because, I mean, it's not just the access. It's this man is going to attempt to use it to bully people, to put people in harm's way in order to win, in order to keep winning, in order to keep power, in order to keep control. This is huge.
This is a really frightening situation.
Yes, it is.
This is, I mean, in lieu of the 9/11,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're giving up all of our civil liberties in order for some type of protection. We don't know what it is we're being protected from. They're saying the terrorists is one group of people or another. I mean, heck, we can't even catch bin Laden.
There you go. And
is he alive or is he dead? Where is he?
And remember, we didn't catch Saddam Hussein.
True, we didn't.
We didn't catch Saddam Hussein. Oh, we're holding him now, but we didn't catch him. That's like somebody, you know, going out fishing and catches the biggest fish in the lake, and then they put it in your freezer. You know, and you acting like you caught the fish. No, you didn't catch it.
These are frightening times, Liz, and we need to wake up and start taking some type of action.
Yes, both ma'am.
Black and white, instead of fighting each other. Black is better, white is better. Who cares? These are frightening times.
That's well, these are,
people
need to
wake up.
People need to do what is right. And
yes.
And one of the reasons why there is such a willingness to do what is being done to the Iraqi people, and I'm talking about innocent Iraqi people, is because of this country's legacy of black and white. Until this country understands and until this country accepts the fact that all people are equal, that you shouldn't discriminate against people because of the color of their skin, because you can't commit crimes against people because of the color of their skin, because of how much money they have, because of their gender, we're going to continue to roll like this. So it's not about in the way that you described it. It is the fact that this country has refused to acknowledge its own racist history and its own inability to address that the legacy of that racism, and that's why we can go and spit on countries, drop 50,000 bombs on Iraq. We have dropped 50,000. Now, understand this. As our guest said earlier this week, Iraq doesn't have a single plane at all. Hasn't had planes for years because of the embargoes and because of the sanctions entered in against them. The only planes in the air over Iraq are our planes. 50,000 bombs we've dropped on Iraq.
It's frightening.
It's hugely frightening.
It is frightening. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks
keep
for your
up
call.
The good work. Maybe we'll wake up.
Okay, thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And there's a little note in one of the daily papers today. Whew, about the little baby 19-year-old baby that was the first woman to be killed in combat in the state of Missouri. First woman, 19 years old, straight-A student, 19 years old. And there's a little note in the paper today, and I want to get to it. It's in the Metropolitan Area Digest, I guess. And that's kind of where the story, that's the progression of a story that shows that they're done with the story. That they're done with it. When the second part of your story ends up in the Metropolitan Area Digest of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, that means they're through with it, that you no longer have their attention. Lavina L. Johnson, 19 years old, was promoted to private first class after her death. So she got a promotion after she died. This baby wasn't even a private first class when she died. The cause of her death remains under investigation. They said that it was a self-inflicted injury, but it was not suicide, and we don't know how it happened, what had happened. These are hard times. Straight-A student. Mom and dad married. How does a straight-A student, how do you drop a precious load like that? This baby should have been in college. And if she was interested in the military, she should have been in ROTC. She wasn't even a private first class when she died. What the heck was she doing in Iraq? And if nobody was watching over her at Hazelwood, East, West, whatever, how on earth are they watching over the other babies? Straight-A student, dead. Oh, but the Army did promote her after she died. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. Y'all need to stay with me. Whoo, y'all need to stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. North Broadway is closed in both directions between Salisbury and Bremen due to a partial collapse of the McKinley Bridge. Motorists can use Salisbury to access and get around that incident at this hour. South Broadway at Itasca is closed due to an accident. Eastbound 70 between Blanchett and 94. Look for major road construction. Two left lanes are open to through traffic, and traffic backs up approaching Highway 94. Eastbound 44 between Antire and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for no problems to report there. Northbound 270 at 44. Everything is on a move. Westbound 270 between Old Falls Ferry and Graham Hanley. Everything looks good this hour. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to 55. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh. Look for a very heavy volume. Westbound 44 has about a 15-minute delay through the construction work zone in Pacific. Two lanes are open in both directions. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge is returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Old Gravoy at Waldo is closed due to a gas leak at this hour. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Sarah Mosley at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get real hometown advantage with their e-advantage, excellence, expertise, and experience, all at Blake and Davis. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today and tomorrow. A heat advisory is in effect until 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. Otherwise, hot and humid today, partly cloudy, high in the upper 90s today. The heat index is expected to reach around 109 by late morning or this afternoon. For this evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 70s. The heat index should be around 106 early this afternoon. Saturday, pretty much the same, hot and humid and mostly sunny, high in the upper 90s. The heat index should reach around 109 once again by the afternoon hours on Saturday, and then should fall not very much on Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 70s. The heat index should be between 106 and 109 by the evening hours of Saturday evening. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 86 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 83, and the heat index right at this hour is 90 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton with a look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
Do they play jazz in heaven? In New Orleans, we know they do.
If your family hasn't been to New Orleans, y'all haven't lived. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan your trip to Six Flags New Orleans, Audubon Zoo, Aquarium of the Americas, and more. Hop on a new canal streetcar line, see gators up close, and roll in a riverboat down the mighty Mississippi. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today for great hotel rates and a free Good Times guide with more than $2,400 in coupons. And jazz up your family's next vacation in New Orleans.
You know, if there's a paradise, it's an afternoon in Jackson Square. But if they play jazz in heaven, darling, it's standing room only up there.
NewOrleansOnline.com, happening every day.
This is AM 920, WGNU, Radio Free St. Louis. Remember to listen to us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Tuesday, August 26, 2003. April 9th, I woke to the sound of a huge explosion at around 6 a.m., only 2 hours after I had fallen into a fitful sleep. I was sitting up stiff in bed, even before I had my eyes open. The room was warm, but I sat in bed, still in my jeans of the night before, my teeth chattering, clutching at the covers, groping my consciousness for sanity. We had been sleeping in our clothes for the last few nights, with pockets stuffed with identification papers and money, because we kept expecting the house to come crumbling down around us. We wanted to be out of the door as soon as it was necessary. I listened to the noise that had become as common as crickets in the summer, the constant drone of helicopters and fighter planes, explosions and shelling. We spent the early hours of that morning watching each other silently and solemnly. The only human voice in our midst was coming from the radio, crackling and fading. It told us what we already knew, what we had been dreading for what felt like an eternity. The American tanks were in Baghdad. There had been some resistance, but the tanks were all over Baghdad. And that was the start of National Day.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
And at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have. like I'm invisible.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I was thinking about the racism thing and how this father didn't realize that his daughter had no idea about color.
You're talking about the case in near Detroit.
Yes.
Where a family of people of African descent moved into an all-white neighborhood. They were the only black family in the neighborhood, and they got Klan signs on their door. They had threats of being burned out of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up sleeping in the middle of the living room, and the father had made the comment during an interview that his child didn't know about race until she moved to that neighborhood.
Think about every child, every preschooler, every small child that has ever been given a box of crayons. Think of every teacher, every instructor, every parent that has instructed that child, no, baby, the sky isn't black, you use blue. That's the color of the sky. Use the blue crayon. So even as children, they associate colors with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
The color black has always been stigmatized on various levels, even in the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Kids read these things. Kids inhale everything that adults put out there.
You
they
know what
suck
the,
it in.
You know what the color of death is in Japan?
No.
White.
The color of death in Japan is white.
Mm-hmm. That's how that's when they symbolize what death is. It's white.
It's amazing.
You know, I mean, so it's, and I guess my point with that is
yes.
that it's arbitrary. It's arbitrary in the sense that any color can be selected to mean anything.
Yes.
So the constant selections, while some people may not be saying, okay, I'm choosing black because I don't like black people. No. But what are the consequences of a continued message that white is virtuous and black is
correct.
Bad? You know, what are the consequences of that? What is the weight of that? Where does that act land?
Correct. And young children are like sponges. They absorb.
They are sponges because they ain't never been here before. Okay, so.
And the other thing, I didn't get a chance to look at the young lady that died in Iraq yesterday, but this morning I found my newspaper and I looked at it. Beautiful child.
Beautiful little girl.
And what people need to understand is
Lavina L. Johnson.
We are sending our youth into this situation. They're fighting people that look like them. They're looking at their complexions. And not only that, they're in a position where they're seeing things that they will never recover from psychologically. I have a brother who went to Vietnam. And when he came home, the first thing out of his mouth to our family was, I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, he has never talked to me about Vietnam.
Thanks for your call.
You have a great day, Liz.
Have a great weekend. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Car phone.
Yes. How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I just wanted to say thanks for everything that you're doing, and we need a lot more people like you. And I agree with everything that you say, and I agree with the way that You research everything before you bring it on the air and you bring it to it. I wanted to make one comment, and it happened to be about the methamphetamines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like when, for instance, I wanted to know what you thought about this. When the drug problem first started in our neighborhoods, as far as the crack and things like that, it took years for that stuff to take over and for things to get bad to where you actually realize that there was a serious problem. Okay. This methamphetamine, it hasn't been out anywhere near as long as the crack, but yet they're addressing this stuff like it's been out for 50 years. Now, What I would like to know from you, or what I would like you to explain, if you could, why all the attention on that? And do you think that when the problem happens to get a little worse, do you think that they might end up throwing a black face in front of it, like they do with all the things that they don't look, that they frown upon or look down on? Do you think that it could be possible that they could put our faces up there with that particular drug also?
Okay, thanks for your call and question.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. With regard to the addressing of meth and the speed with which governmental officials, police departments, fire departments, the health departments, social welfare departments, the reason why they are moving with such speed on this drug is because meth is unlike crack. Crack was bad. Crack is bad. Crack is a deadly, awful drug that ruins people's lives. And anybody that thinks that they can take a hit of crack and walk away from it and be all right, they're wrong. It's a chemical that is designed to take over your body. Now, having said that, as bad as crack is, meth is a million times worse. Crack couldn't begin to be and do what meth does. Nobody's house burned down as a result of putting together crack. They didn't have to buy and get and create machines, robots, to go in and to explore houses, because they couldn't send human beings into a crack house. There are robots that go into meth-producing labs because men and women can't go in there because it's too dangerous. A mother who suckles her child while on meth makes a meth baby and can kill her baby like that. People stay high on meth for days. Meth is a deadly, dangerous, expensive crack. A crack house doesn't cost a neighborhood the same amount of money that a meth house does. You can get ill from meth by having a house three doors down because of the fumes from it. Crack has never been and never will be the danger that meth has. The reason why, another reason why meth has the attention of so many different entities is because the people that run the entities, that largely populate the entities, look at the faces of meth people and see themselves. This is a drug that is all about, largely about, almost exclusively about, one race of people. Now, the majority of crack users are also white because they're a majority of white people. People are white. But this is a drug that has been confined to largely one race of people, one area, one economic group. It's deadly, it's dangerous, and you can make it in your house. You don't have to wait for somebody from Colombia to bring you any drugs. You can make it in your bathtub. It's dangerous, and it's dangerous in ways that crack never was. And if they don't get a handle of it, it's going to spread all over this country in profound ways that crack never did. Crack, you had to wait for somebody from Colombia. Now all you got to do is go down to Walgreens. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. Stay with me. Fight for you. Didn't come all this way just to lose.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Beijing. China is the second largest foreign holder of U.S. Treasury bills with close to $250 billion worth. But yesterday, China said it will no longer be tying the value of its yuan to the U.S. dollar and will instead let its yuan float against other currencies. Investment experts say that decision will cause the yen to increase in value to $105 over the next couple of months. Experts also think China will now buy less U.S. Treasury bills, and that could cause the government to have to increase their yields. And Dateline New York. The New York Times has published a Pentagon report that indicates about two-thirds of the new Iraqi army units are not yet self-sufficient to fight against the rebels and have to have U.S. help in order to function properly. And about half of the new Iraqi police forces are unable to carry out their duties. That information comes from testimony given before a Senate committee confirmation hearing for General Peter Pace, the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was asked to give an unclassified assessment of the Iraqis' ability to maintain law and order. This revelation has again brought into question how long the United States will be staying in Iraq. There are also huge differences in style and tactics between U.S. and Iraqi soldiers. In addition, the Iraqi troops often get second-hand equipment and poor intelligence information to work with, sometimes no maps to use at all. Up to now, U.S. military higher-ups have been reluctant to talk about this situation because they felt by doing so, it could give the insurgents an advantage. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Are you a bird brain? If so, you'll enjoy the Columbia Bottom Conservation Area's Week of Birding Adventures at 801 Stroudman Road in St. Louis. Join the fun from Tuesday, July 26th to Thursday, July 28th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. each day. Learn about a variety of birds, build a bird feeder, and learn about bird migration. To sign up, call 314-877-6014. Something for you and your feathered friends from WGNU.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Butterfly, I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it, not even if no one else want it. And if I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'ma make it, Lord, I can take it, I'm done. Cut the drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the greatest man alive. I can't sweat it, no, I got to get it. I'm the
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Andre, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
First of all, thanks for the shows you've been presenting lately because they really have been informative. I was really saddened to listen to the person that was talking to you, I think it was yesterday, about all the Iraqi deaths. That was something I had been wondering about for a long time, and he's right. It's something that just, I can't say it gets swept under the rug. It just doesn't even get mentioned in the media. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a telling thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing you mentioned about the poor girl who was killed, it always makes me so sad whenever I see McNeil Lehrer in the evening and they have the roll call. And like I said before, these people haven't even begun to live, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
18, 20, 20. Seldom do you see anybody who's even 30.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a waste of life, and there really is no reason for it. I know it's not going to happen, but I really do wish that George would be impeached just on the basis of these lies that got us into this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I want to ask you, I had to leave the radio for a while earlier. I missed the comment that the preacher made. I wanted to hear what that was.
Okay, I need to dig that article out.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and the other thing I want to, I was kind of amused by the Google Earth. Well, there's another one called Zaba Search. It will actually take you to the person's front door. And it will tell you whether or not they've ever been bankrupted, what their credit rating is like. You have no privacy anymore.
No, you
don't. What it comes down to.
This is Willie F. Wilson, the pastor of Union Temple Baptist Church in Southeast Washington. He was talking about lesbian women. And he says that you have to be careful when you say you don't need no man. I can make it by myself. If you don't need a man, what's left? And then he went on to say that how do you go from women making money and then having he made the comment about, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but he made a comment that said that the reason why women are becoming lesbians is, oh, here we go. We live in a time that where brothers have been so put down, they can't get a job. A lot of sisters are making more money than the brothers, and it's created problems for their families. That's one of the reasons our families are breaking up, and that's one of the reasons many of our women are becoming lesbians, is what he said from the pulpit.
So you let them out of the house, and that's what will happen.
What is really troubling about this is that a year ago, this is a person that had said that, you know, the church and the gay community have to reach out to each other and have to connect and have to work with one another and embrace one another. So that's one of the things that is surprising about this.
I don't think it's surprising at all. It's very typical, actually.
Well, no, it's not. It's not typical of a preacher of a black preacher to reach out to the gay community, go out of their way to have summit meetings and to work with the gay community, and then say these types of things from the pulpit. That is unusual.
No, not in my experience. No, really. I'm not saying it's the rule, but that's not unusual at all. I'm not at all surprised by it. It's just sad. But it shows how stupid some people are willing to be and how they're willing, quite frankly, to parade their pathology publicly. The thing that really saddens me, and I've had this discussion with friends of mine over the years about it, the thing that saddens and infuriates me is that so many homosexual, bisexual, transgender, whatever, people will sit and listen to this crap, and then after being insulted, they will actually pay that fool who insulted them.
But see, again, I would love to hear about another preacher that had reached out to the community, another preacher of African descent that had reached out to the gay community and then preached this kind of stuff in the pulpit. I would like to hear about that because, again, I've never seen this before.
Happens all over the place.
Give me some names off the air. Okay, thanks for your call.
All right,
454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hey, lady from the east side.
From the east side.
How you doing? I met you. Have an excellent show.
Thank
it's
you.
Excellent. My heart and my condolences goes out to the beautiful Ebony Princess, whose life was snuffed out with. And
somebody wasn't holding her.
You're right.
Somebody
Someone let go of that beautiful child, and she was lost.
Lavina L. Johnson, 19 years old.
Mm.
Lavina L. Johnson.
Okay, Liz, I would like to make two more comments on things you spoke of earlier.
Okay, quickly, please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the race issue of color and the fact that they were teaching the child to be colorblind, I'm like you. How could you look in the mirror and not see the beautiful king or queen or prince that, you know, princess that is looking back at you? When looking at color, you're correct that, as Muslims are taught, when they were first looking at the word, and particularly the movie Malcolm X, what white meant and what black meant, and all the negative connotations that were under black, and then all the so-called positive ones that was under white, until you move up in rank, Liz, that black takes on a whole new meaning. Actually, it's the most power you can obtain in our government, and most governments are parliament. You know, the highest judges and diplomats and others were white. When you black. When you graduate, you were black. And also when things die or is sick and health is failing, things tend to turn pale, and even a form of albinism takes place.
And I've got to go, but thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Listen, folks, we're going to go into healthy futures in our next hour. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Gunfire in the London Tube a day after the most recent transit attacks there. Police opened fire on a man who witnesses say was wearing a padded coat.
There was a commotion and a noise, and the noise was something like, get out, get out. And at the same time, there were popping noises, which, and people, it's just like chaos.
The man was shot dead. Police have not confirmed British media reports that he may have been linked to yesterday's attacks. ABC's David Wright has more.
It's not yet clear if police were acting on intelligence or if this was part of the heightened security measures in the wake of yesterday's attack. At many London subway stations, there are random searches. Anyone who refuses is not allowed to ride. Londoners know it could happen again.
London police are expected to hold a briefing soon and may say more about yesterday's attack. More from ABC's Brian Ross.
We're told this morning they already have identified the four bombers, the would-be bombers yesterday, and they have circulated photos of them. They know what they're looking for, which may have been one reason today's incident took place.
Yesterday's attacks follow the London bombings 2 weeks ago that killed more than 50 people. ABC's Aaron Katursky says that's made some subway riders and even some drivers skittish.
Some tube drivers refused to operate their trains after Thursday's attack. And if there are more attacks, the transport union here says hundreds more may stop working. The union says it has been inundated with calls from scared workers and has told members they have every right to refuse to drive if they feel unsafe. The drivers want an extra staff member aboard so they don't operate trains alone.
Secretary of State Rice is in Beirut offering congratulations to the new Lebanese cabinet on their thirst for democracy. And Roman Polanski won his libel suit against Vanity Fair, a week-long case in London, over an article that alleged Polanski came onto a woman on the way to the funeral of his murdered wife, Sharon Tate. This is ABC News.
Supreme Court? Hi. Can I speak with the justice? Yeah, judge. Oh, they're busy, huh? All nine? Well, I'm selling my home, and I need an opinion on which type of agent to go with, limited or full service. Yeah, help me pick a real estate agent. Uh-huh. Well, they make important decisions all day. I'm sure they all own a home. I just like to run it by them real quick. I only need one.
If you're weighing the decision between a limited or a full-service real estate agent, consider this. A full-service Coldwell Banker Gundaker agent can get you every advantage every step of the way. They don't just list your home. Coldwell Banker professionals market it with the most advanced tools available. From open houses to digital photos on multiple websites, they'll get maximum exposure for your home, so it'll sell quickly and at the best possible price. Coldwell Banker's full-service approach saves you time and money.
I'm still holding. Should I email them, maybe?
For every advantage in selling your home, visit cbgundaker.com. Coldwell Banker Gundaker is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Uncle Sam wants you, and he's willing to pay. Recent recruitment goals have fallen short. The Army's hoping to build up troop levels with cash. instead of the draft.
Army recruits who sign up for active duty in what the Pentagon calls priority units could draw additional pay of $400 a month, adding up to $14,400 over 3 years. Currently, priority units are the fighting forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army is also throwing in cash enlistment incentives of up to $20,000. Luis Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
A milestone for Elian Gonzalez, the boy at the center of an international tug-of-war between the U.S. and Cuba. He just graduated from sixth grade. 6 years ago, Elian was found floating off Florida, one of three who survived an attempt to reach the U.S. His mother drowned. Elian spent time with relatives in Miami, but was eventually sent back to Cuba. Fidel Castro was at the graduation yesterday and said he's privileged to be Elian's friend. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, Governor Matt Blunt is asking the Missouri Farm Service Agency to conduct drought assessments in more than 100 counties. The damage assessment reports will show the extent of drought-related damage and could make farmers eligible for federal aid. St. Louis, St. Charles, St. Francois, and St. Genevieve counties are among the counties that will undergo assessments. In response to concerns over the Supreme Court's recent ruling on the subject, Missouri Governor Matt Blunt is forming an eminent domain task force. The High Court ruled last month that eminent domain could be used for the purpose of private development. Blunt says the task force is part of an effort to use a good provision in a ruling with which he otherwise disagrees.
Task force is going to be designed to do is to look at our laws and make some recommendations. The only good thing about the Supreme Court ruling was that they clearly said that states have a right to regulate the use of eminent domain. So we need to regulate it in such a way that protects the right of property owners.
The formation of the task force comes on the heels of a resolution against eminent domain for private development in Maplewood, where residents and business owners expressed worries about eminent domain abuse. The task force includes State Senator Chuck Gross of St. Charles, St. Louis Police Board member Chris Goodson, and local attorney Gerard Carmody. After a double-digit surge last week, gas prices are, at least temporarily, heading in the opposite direction. The Metro Source Price at the Pump survey reflects a 2-cent dip in the national average for self-serve regular unleaded over the past week to $2.31 a gallon. Premium prices also cooled off a bit, down a penny to $2.49 a gallon. But these prices are still considerably higher than what was seen across the land this time last year. A gallon of regular was going for about $1.92 in July of 2004. Motorists in San Diego, California continue to pay the most to fill their tanks, with regular averaging $2.66 a gallon there. That's 56 cents more a gallon than what people living in Dayton, Ohio and Greenville, South Carolina are paying. Of the cities surveyed, these two places share the top spot for having the lowest gas prices this week. Finally this hour, the word failing is demoralizing and should be replaced by the phrase deferred success. That's the contention some teachers in Britain are making for students. The Professional Association of Teachers argues that telling kids they have failed can hurt future abilities to learn, and saying in another way would help students succeed. While the group points out the word fail can't be removed from the language, using deferred success would be a nice option. The idea will be discussed next week during a conference. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the LuFuse Network Super 700 Sale. Save big on pre-owned cars at the LuFuse Super 700 Sale. Over 700 vehicles to choose from. Domestics at LuFuse Chevy, imports at LuFuse Mazda. Sale ends Monday. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by JCPenney. Westbound 40 at Big Bend, there's an accident. The left lane is blocked and it jams near Hampton this hour. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchard Bridge, look for major road construction. Only two left lanes are getting by at this hour, and traffic backs up all the way to Highway 94. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270, everything's running smoothly. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Manchester, no problems to report. Westbound 270 from the Canal Bridge to New Forest and Road, everything's on the move there as well. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way into Lee May Ferry. Nothing to report. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Big Bend. Stop and go traffic due to the westbound accident. People were taking a look. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge has returned back to normal. Westbound King Bridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything's running smoothly. Manchester Road westbound at Holloway, there's a disabled vehicle, left lane is blocked. This hour's traffic is sponsored by JCPenney. It's the JCPenney's biggest Saturday bonus sale. Stores open early at 8 a.m. with doorbusters till 1, plus bonus coupon savings all day long. It's all inside JCPenney. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for tomorrow evening. For the rest of today, a heat advisory is in effect until Sunday evening. Otherwise, hot and humid today, partly cloudy, high in the upper 90s. The highest heat index will be around 109 late this morning or this afternoon. For this evening, mostly clear, low in the upper 70s. The heat index should remain around 106 by early this evening. For Saturday, pretty much the same. Hot and humid, mostly sunny, high in the upper 90s. The heat index should be about 109 by the afternoon. And then Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 70s. The heat index will be between 106 and 109. On Saturday evening. For information on cooling centers in Missouri, you can call 1-800-392-0210. That's 1-800-392-0210. If you're calling from Illinois, that number is 1-800-252-8966. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 86 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 84 with a heat index of 90 at this hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. It's Healthy Futures. You want to stay tuned for that. That follows this edition of The Healthy Family. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to keep alcohol out of the hands of kids. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
Here's the scoop on sweets and our cravings for them. The health and fitness editor for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says sugar, in moderation, is okay. It's the overconsumption of sugar that leads to weight gain because many of those sweet foods also contain high amounts of fat. The FDA estimates that Americans now eat an average of 156 pounds of added sugar a year, 33 more pounds since 1980. A registered dietitian at Barnes Jewish Hospital recommends starting babies out on vegetables before fruits so they don't become used to the taste of sweets early on. And the rest of us can reprogram our diets to reduce the amount of sweets that we eat, although it won't be easy. Look out for high fructose corn syrup and other sweeteners besides sugar as an ingredient in many processed foods and drinks. Dietitians say most sugary foods have little nutritional value, so make sure you're not substituting the healthier foods for them. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that
not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy, the man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. It looks like we are Healthy Futures that will be on hold this week. Our guest has not arrived. I'm assuming that we have a challenge that is confronting us, so we will have that. We will have that next week at the same time, same place. Healthy Futures, same time, same place next week. This is Liz Brown. That means that we will be we'll be open this hour. We'll be open this hour taking your calls and your comments at 454-0400, the phone number 454-6609, the fax and the toll-free long-distance number at 1-877-920-WGNU. Also, don't forget that we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net and check out the website. I'll be sharing the column with you. They are all precious. Sharing that column with you at the bottom of this hour. So you need to get on in. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about today. Get to me. 454-0400 is the phone number. You're on the Wake Up Call, Al.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I wanted to make sure I heard your earlier. One of the callers said that if you're on Medicaid, the adult will be cut off dental.
Mm-hmm.
As of September 1st?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's shocking, isn't it?
It is something that, and they steady asking people to go fight for this country, they give less than a damn about it. I just don't understand how you can be patriotic and you cutting your own people off of dental, Medicaid, Medicare. It just, I just don't understand, and I'm trying to find the logic in all of this, but the only thing I see is just greed, and more greed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's all this is. That's all this is.
And Liz, about that technology, I knew about that about a year ago because we were talking about that. And it's just amazing that you can go online and type somebody's address in and see them coming out of they help.
That's right. Those are the times, those are the places, that is where we are right now.
Any kind of fruitcake, if he's a psycho, he can follow you real easy. You don't have to be in the car no more.
That's right.
Just go online.
That's right.
Have a good morning.
Absolutely. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Yes, Charles.
You know, I saw something on TV yesterday that directly off of your show, out of California, had this art exhibit that the government, that the Republicans are going crazy, wanting them to close it down. On this barn, they had a soldier that said, and on this soldier, it had, we died. You know the slogan that you have.
He lied, we died, impeach him.
That was right on the soldier that they had a... up against
turn
the
your
barn.
Turn your radio down, please. We're getting some feedback
okay.
on that.
Yeah, right on that. And the Republicans are going crazy. They want to shut down this exhibit.
Why?
because it's against Bush. They also had a picture of the United States colored in the red, white, and blue in the toilet.
Well, here's the thing. People should be allowed to fly the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Despite what people of African descent say, and anybody that knows the history of this country and knows what being a traitor is, knows the evolution and the history of that flag, they should be allowed to fly that flag, but you can't, you're not allowed to criticize your government?
Right.
All right, now.
And this guy...
Now, remember, this is a flag that was flown with the Klan.
That's
this
right.
is a flag that was flown with people taking black people and lynching them and hanging them from trees. This is the flag that was flown as part of that. And they're allowed to do that. Or there are people that advocate that they are should be allowed to do that. But the same people that advocate that he should be allowed to do that advocate that, no, you shouldn't be, no, you shouldn't be allowed to criticize the government.
Now, they say this is a liberal media. Well, CNBC, I don't think that's too liberal anymore.
No, it never has been too liberal.
Okay, thanks, Liz.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I missed a lot of your show. I had to run to work this morning. But I wanted to say the cameras and things that they had in London didn't seem to do any good. They still bomb those people. And the... What are they looking for when they have all these cameras around if it's not for something like that? So I don't see where the cameras, when you're looking into people's seeing everything that's going on in the city and you can't find out, you can't stop the something as drastic as that
bombing. Well, they have more cameras there than any other place, any other city in the world. That's a place where the cameras are.
And but
it's kind of like our intelligence, you know. You can't how is searching every fifth person's purse or bag or backpack or suitcase or briefcase or lunch sack or you know iPod going to help in New York as people are going on their way to work in the morning and. I think there are going to be some knockdown, throwdown fights in New York when you're trying to stop people who are running late to work, trying to catch a train, and they're going to miss their train because somebody is searching their bag for what?
Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand. And one other thing, as far as them finding this tunnel that they found, I think they knew where the tunnel was all along. They just, you know, didn't come out with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden... They're looking for, when they had war on drugs, they didn't find the tunnel. Now they got this other war going on something else, and now they find this drug tunnel, especially since they were talking about stopping Canada and all of them from the United States from buying drugs from Canada.
Mm.
Well, I had one other thing I can't think of, Liz,
right.
I want to talk to you about.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll save it for next week.
I'm listening.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding, Harold.
Look here, this technology, I don't know if you know or not, but of course, in my mind, well, they don't have the ability to be able to track somebody from their house. What type of arrangement had they made if they had this ability to be able to do this? I mean, the individual, without knowledge, have some type of chip in them or something?
Okay, I didn't understand what you asked.
Do the individual have some type of chip in their body or something for them to be able to track somebody like that? I mean, in effect, there's got to be a cause.
Well, there are telephones. They can track you through your mobile telephone.
Okay.
If you have the mobile telephone on you, they can track you on your computer if you have your laptop with you.
Right.
So those are ways that they can, that we are aware of,
right.
that they can track you. If you have your phone, you are a walking beacon.
Okay, I understand that, but... Okay, so
the guy that was talking about earlier on today's show,
right.
that had his laptop,
okay.
and was saying showing another person where he was on his laptop.
Yeah, I feel you.
He had his laptop. That's
right.
what they were tracking.
Yeah, another question I had to ask you. During the holiday 4th of July, I use the word, and I'm just off today. And you had brought up by Frederick Douglass how he had made this great speech. He was invited to this
yes.
to make a speech, you know.
Yes.
I should like to know, where do you get the information from?
You want to know a copy of it? All you have to do is go to the
White Row.
No, you can go to White. No, I don't know if I. No, I wasn't. Was I on July 4th? No, I wasn't on a July 4th. You can go to go to the internet, go to Google, go to Frederick Douglass and 4th of July.
Okay. See, there's something else there.
Everybody's running out on their third one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, Doris.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I heard you all talking about being able to track an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not surprised with this OnStar, you know,
mm-hmm.
with cars,
mm-hmm.
GM,
mm-hmm.
they're able to track you on your car,
mm-hmm.
unlock your car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not surprising that.
But the scary thing for me, Doris, was the fact that it's a free service offered on the internet. It's a satellite that can, you type in any address in the world,
mm-hmm.
and the satellite will swing around, locate, and zoom in on that address to the extent that you can't identify people, but you can identify cars. You can tell if there's a car in the parking lot. You can tell what color the car is in the parking lot. You can tell, and if that's how you determine if somebody is home, you could sit there and watch that house all day long. That's scary.
Well, it is scary, and I guess that's one of the reasons, and I, you know, it may not sound as though I'm a good American, that I've considered moving to Canada.
Mm. You know what? I read an article, Doris, that there are people of African descent that the women that are giving their babies up for adoption,
mm-hmm.
they've said there's a trend that women of African descent who are giving their babies up for adoption are going to Canada to allow their children to be adopted in Canada because of their belief that there is less racism in Canada than there is in the United States. Isn't that something?
Well, I believe that, too, and I do believe that Canada seems to represent what the United States used to represent at one time.
Mm.
So it's the country is... The direction the country is going into is scaring me.
It is very scary.
We're losing some of our civil liberties.
A lot of them. We're creating a police state.
The domain thing, everything,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, we're creating a police state, the merging of the FBI, CIA, all of that into one place where they can have one database on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the finalizing of or the permanence of the Patriot Act. These are scary times.
Right, exactly. And all of this during the Bush administration, This Republican Party, it's not for the little man, it's not for the middle class, it's for the rich. And
rich men, rich white men, let's be clear.
And I think those people who joined the Republican Party thinking that it represented their beliefs,
no, ma'am.
They were sold a bill of goods.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely.
Thanks for your call,
Thank
Doris.
You.
454-0400 is my phone number. Darnell.
Hello, how you doing this morning, Ms.
I am
Brown?
Outstanding. How are you?
I am absolutely fabulous. It's so wonderful to be able to get back in town. I drive trucks, and I look so forward to hearing your show.
Well, thank
you.
And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said thank you.
And, you know, I just called, and I was listening this morning about the different technologies that, you know, you all were discussing. But I just want to make a statement. You know that movie, Enemy of the State, with Will Smith and Gene Hackman in it?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
real. That's
mm-hmm.
real. This technology has been in place, Ms. Brown, for years.
Mm-hmm. Enemy of the State is scary.
Yeah, yeah. The country has had this kind of ability and this kind of technology for the past 50 years or better.
Yes, sir.
And my greatest prayer, and I'm going to get off the air, I don't want to take up too much time, but my greatest prayer, my greatest desire is that we, as black people, will realize the country we're in, the country we're trying to develop and move in, and come together and learn to love and take care of each other. Forget all of our petty differences and learn to love and take care of each other and realize where we are and the only somebody we have is God first and ourselves second. Let us start taking care of each other.
Thank you so much, Darnell.
Thank you. You have a blessed day, ma'am.
Have a great weekend. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You know what? I just got to share this story with you because it's one of these how do I put it? What's the word I'm looking for? Jaw-dropping. Stories that just make you say, you got to be, This is a story coming out of Washington, D.C., and it's a good news story for one particular person by the name of Thomas Dorr. Thomas Dorr is now, and we talk about we want Democrats to fight for us. We talk about that Democrat, that we got to elect Democrats because they're going to fight for our rights. Well, you need to stay on them. You need to stay on your Democrats. Thomas Dorr has now been confirmed through the United States Senate in a vote of 62-38 to head the Agriculture Department's Rural Affairs Office. Why is this a big deal? Well, Thomas Dorr submitted false paperwork to help his family farm operation escape limits on payments to the government. His family later repaid the Agriculture Department $33,000. So he is now heading the department that he cheated. He's heading the department that he cheated. And they're letting him do it because he apologized. He apologized. That's all you got to do. To head the department that you cheated. Lord help us. Lord, if you want to know what this administration stands for, Google the picture of Thomas Dorr, who cheated the Department of Agriculture and got a promotion to head it. Ain't nothing else to say. Ain't nothing else to say. If you want to know what they stand for, just say Tommy Dorr and move on. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We will be doing a little Healthy Futures. Yes, we will. We've changed the time for it today, but that's all right. We will come back after this break, and we will do Healthy Futures with Dr. Fisher. She will be here. She is here. And we're going to be doing Healthy Futures. We're going to be talking about how do you do this thing, veganism? How do we do this? It's easy. Trust us. We'll be back.
Yeah, what others say. They say we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
What's up, St. Louis? This is George Cotton.
And I'm Sil Wilson.
And, of course, we're your host of The Real Deal with George and Sil.
The place where you end and start the week.
Well, now you can end and start your week on Tuesday. That's right, starting Tuesday, July 5th, you can catch The Real Deal on Tuesday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight. Join George and Sil for an informative and controversial talk show now on Tuesday nights from 10 to midnight here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I started using drugs and alcohol when I was about 12 years old. I was bored and I thought drugs would be exciting. I hung out with like the older crowd and just kind of did it socially at first. By the time I was 15, my whole life turned upside down.
I started doing drugs because I was shy. I wanted to fit in. All my friends were using drugs and it looked like they were having a good time.
I thought using drugs was a good way of dealing with stress.
I was insecure about a lot of things. You know, I was pretty shy. My parents must have told me a million times, don't do drugs, you know, they'll ruin your life. Now I know what they all meant.
People often begin using drugs as a solution to a problem. Eventually, the drug use itself becomes a much greater problem.
I can't quit.
I'm addicted. So are my friends.
I'm losing my family.
I can't stop.
I lost my job. I almost lost my life. I need help.
Call Narcanon Arrowhead today at 1-800-468-6933.
Congratulations. You found Radio Free St. Louis at AM 920 WGNU. Also online at WGNU.net.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Tuesday, August 26, 2003. April 9th, I woke to the sound of a huge explosion at around 6 a.m., only 2 hours after I had fallen into a fitful sleep. I was sitting up stiff in bed, even before I had my eyes open. The room was warm, but I sat in bed, still in my jeans of the night before, my teeth chattering, clutching at the covers, groping my consciousness for sanity. We had been sleeping in our clothes for the last few nights, with pockets stuffed with identification papers and money, because we kept expecting the house to come crumbling down around us. We wanted to be out of the door as soon as it was necessary. I listened to the noise that had become as common as crickets in the summer, the constant drone of helicopters and fighter planes, explosions and shelling. We spent the early hours of that morning watching each other silently and solemnly. The only human voice in our midst was coming from the radio, crackling and fading. It told us what we already knew, what we had been dreading for what felt like an eternity. The American tanks were in Baghdad. There had been some resistance, but the tanks were all over Baghdad. And that was the start of National Day.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome back to Healthy Futures. This is Liz Brown, and I'm here today with Dr. Fisher, and we are talking about veganism. We are talking about how do you do it, why you should do it, and all of that, because we started our conversation last week. So I would like to start where we normally start, please.
All right. Thank you, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are Healthy Futures, and we are a diabetes obesity prevention program, particularly targeting children and youth ages 8 to 12 years old. It's an after-school program that takes part in the schools, and we have community classes for adults as well. But the purpose of Healthy Futures and this segment is to help to put the health back in the hands of our community, in our own hands, and to create an increased awareness of the health and diseases that are facing our people every day.
Very good. So, and we're going to talk about veganism today.
We're going to talk about veganism today. And in keeping with the show also, I'd like to just thank our sponsors, Support a Child International and Eternity Deli, where you will be able to go and get a completely vegan meal.
Absolutely. A fabulous vegan meal. Absolutely. I had some for breakfast, as a matter of fact. So let's talk about, let's define our terms. Let's define what a vegan is.
Okay. Vegan, to make it simple, is just the absence of meat or dairy products. Mm-hmm. And we have to go a step further and define what meat is, because many people still look at chicken and fish as not being meat. Mm-hmm. But vegan is absence of any animal product or byproduct, anything that comes from an animal, whether it floats, swims, walks, flies, or whatever, and the byproducts that come from it. It's milk, it's eggs.
That's right. I think a lot of people forget about eggs, butter.
Right, butter, all of those things that come from the animal itself. Mm-hmm. It's fat byproducts. So that's what veganism actually is.
Very good. Now, in terms of how does the, because we're trying to find ways for people to make the decision to move away, to do something better for their bodies. Let's talk about the impact of meat on the body, the biological impact of that.
Okay. I'm glad you asked that, because that's one of the things that, for me, was key in just going back to our simple biology classes that we have in school. And as a dentist, I'd like to always first start with the teeth. The way the teeth are formed indicate to us what types of food that we should be consuming. As a human being, the teeth that we have for chewing are called molars, which are in the back of the mouth. Those are for grinding and chewing the food. We have just one of the canine teeth, the teeth that are used for cutting, which animals that are truly meat eaters have the fangs that are all over their mouth. So for one thing, when we look at the difference in the teeth, our teeth are made for grinding and for grinding grains and fruits and vegetables, whereas meat eaters have the fangs, which are sharp, which they can just tear into food without having to cook it or prepare it or tenderize it or season it. For instance, say a cow or something that, you know, was, if he wanted a piece of meat, he could just go into it.
Like a lion or a wolf like that.
They could go into, they see an animal, they want it, they just go grab it with their fangs, carry it off, and, you know, consume it right away. So that's one of the very first differences. When we look at our nails, our nails are short. They're not sharp. Animals that are meat eaters have the claws, which they can also claw and to grab food and to be able to consume it and get it readily there. So we look at those differences. Then when we look at our mouth, where digestion first starts, our saliva in our mouth, in the mouth of non-meat eaters, is more alkaline, where meat eaters have more acidic, so that they can quickly break down the food and disseminate it and pass it through the body. Our digestion process goes through a process that starts in the mouth, in the salivary glands, and when it gets down to the stomach, even the acid that we have is less potent than that of animals. Animals have the that are meat eaters have the hydrochloric acid, which quickly breaks down the food and allows it to pass directly. Whereas ours, the way our colons are made, our colon is very, very long and coiled, and it's several feet long, whereas a meat eater has a very short colon where the food passes right through. And because ours is so long, it takes time for the food to actually get through the body, go through all of this, and to actually get to be released. And our food is not released immediately as it does with a person, with an animal who is a meat eater. And then, I mean, we look at the thing that when we eat meat, we are consuming all of the toxins, the antibiotics of things of the animals, which also eat all of these strange varieties. And we look at even cows, which are the beef eaters. We could, cows are plant eaters, and we could go directly and get the benefits of what they eat by just going to the plants directly and not have to eat eat the cow, you know, in between times. So
and also I think it's important to underscore that the meat that you're eating today is not the meat that your grandmother or great-grandmother was eating.
Oh, absolutely
you know, it,
not.
It is a totally toxic-filled, chemical-filled entity that, that does not exist in nature.
Oh, absolutely.
The meat that we're eating doesn't, you can't go out in on the plains of Africa and find a cow that has in it what cows in New York City have in them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I said, they're given so many
growth hormones,
antibiotics, growth hormones, everything to get the dairy industry, the agriculture industry, so that profit, I mean, profit is the key it's the key to what they're doing and why they're doing it. They don't even allow the babies to be weaned anymore to grow. I mean, at 10 days old, sometimes 2 or 3 days old, the babies are taken from the mothers and put in places and given growth hormones so that they can grow quickly, so that they can hurry and get the meat to the stores to be processed, to be sold, which is going to increase the profits. And when you look at it, I mean, just over 20, even if we look 10 years ago, the size of chicken wings, I mean, you never saw a chicken with wings or legs that were that big. I mean, usually you see chickens with little skinny legs, and now you go to churches or Popeyes or Kentucky Fried Chicken,
and, you see these
and the legs
things.
Are huge. The wings are huge. The breast is huge. And that's a result of all the things that they
And if you did, because we grew chickens. When I was growing up in junior high school and in high school, we had my father still has a farm, and we grew chickens. The only time that you had big chickens were the laying hens.
Right.
The ones that had been around for a long time that you used to lay the eggs, but certainly not naturally. These are animals that are being fed growth hormones to make them do that. And that's a biological thing that you ingest when you eat them.
Right.
It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't like it. Once it goes in the chicken, it doesn't like disappear into the air. It stays in the chicken.
And then for us, because we are not designed biologically to eat the meat, it stays in our body longer. And because it stays in the colon, that's where the toxins are released. And if we look at where the colon is located, it's located right in the middle of all of our organs, our heart, our liver, our spleen, our gallbladder, our feminine organs, our pancreas. Everything is right there. And so all of these toxins that we consume stay in the body longer. They are released and broken out to other parts of the body. And that's where most of the diseases come from, is the toxic colons, because the food rots. It putrefies.
And it stays there.
It stays there. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't go anywhere right away. We say on an average it takes about 7 years to be able to rid all of the meat in your body once you have stopped consuming meat.
Absent, you know, a colon cleansing.
Right.
We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Ooh, we have much stuff to talk about. Does fish stay in the system as long as beef does?
It doesn't stay in as long, but, you know, again, we look at the toxicity of the rivers, the pollution, the mercury, and all of those things. So those have a different, you know, a different type of effect, even though it doesn't stay in the body as long.
As long. Okay, we're going to take a break, folks. We're Healthy Futures. I'm here with Dr. Fisher. Don't forget Eternity Deli. I'm telling you, I'm hooked on the place. The food is fabulous. Everything. They have the soul food buffet every day. Get on over to Eternity Deli, 11 South Euclid.
We were born in majesty.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Lima. Over $1 million worth of gold and silver have been stolen by armed robbers from a mine in southern Peru. About a dozen people made off with over 24 bars of d'or, which is a gold and silver mix worth over $1 million. Government officials are worried that this robbery could affect foreign investments in Peru, which relies heavily on the rising price of precious metals. The part of the country where the mine is located is one of the poorest and most politically volatile in the whole country, and has had a number of social upheavals in recent years. And Dateline Washington. President Bush says that relations between China and the United States can be summed up as complicated, and that is due to the difference in values that the two countries have. At a joint press conference with Australian Prime Minister John Howard, Bush said the economic relationship with China is very important to the United States, but he is trying to convince them that it will be better for them to change the way they value their currency. He also chided them over intellectual property rights, which deals with copyright infringement. Last year, China began a large-scale crackdown on such violations and handled over nearly 24,000 trademark infringement cases, as well as seizing $200 million worth of audio and video pirated products. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Howard categorized his relationship with China as very good. And rightly so, because China is Australia's third largest trading partner and the biggest user of Australian iron ore, fleece, and fur. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Hello, this is Ella Allen Cohen, host of the Gospel Soul Train broadcast. Join me every Saturday evening at 6:30 as we lift up Jesus with the best gospel music in St. Louis. We also bring you the latest church news you need to know. So join me, Ella Allen Cohen, on the Gospel Soul Train Saturday evening at 6:30 here on WGNU.
Have you been wondering what Susan Smith Harmon has been up to lately? Well, wonder no more. The airwaves were just a little too irresistible for her to stay away for long. Now you can catch Susan on the WGNU airwaves on Friday mornings from 10 to noon. Spend your Fridays with Susan Smith Harmon from 10 a.m. to noon here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your clients' needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Come away with me. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
This is Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides information on how to take better care of your own health. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back, Healthy Futures. We're here with Dr. Fisher, and we're talking about how do you do this? How do you become vegan? What do we do?
Well, the first thing you want to do is just make a decision that you want to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
I think most things are in our minds, limitations. We put our own limitations out there by the way that we think, because we've always done something. We're not aware of what new possibilities exist, and so many times we just get stuck. So the first thing is decide that you want to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And then know that it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
Transition does take time. It doesn't take overnight. So give yourself the opportunity and the freedom to accept that this is not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a week. It may not take 2 weeks. It may take months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And be comfortable with that. And then start to look at what you're already eating. Evaluate your diet. Make a list of what you eat every day. And when you look at that list, then start to eliminate some things. Okay, what can I eliminate right away?
Mm-hmm.
How can I plan my meals through the week so I can maybe just eat two meals a week without meat
mm-hmm.
at all?
Mm-hmm.
You could start.
It's a process.
You could start to eliminate meat at breakfast mm-hmm. 3-4 days a week. I mean, that's a big step.
Yes, it is. And within the community of African descent, I just want to underscore this, that Sterling Moody taught me this as a grocer.
Mm-hmm.
He said that statistically, people of African descent buy more meat than any other ethnic group because we have meat at breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Absolutely.
So, you know, start at breakfast.
Start, right.
Okay, I'm not going to have any sausage at breakfast.
Right. You can eliminate that. And there, then as you begin to eliminate some things, look at what substitutes are available, because
mm-hmm.
we were talking about that many people don't know what to substitute, and there are so many products that are
sausage-like, that are bacon-like, that are bologna chicken style.
I'm going to push this one product because I swear by this. This product has really, really made this whole process really mm-hmm. easy. The Smart Deli products,
right.
They are just unbelievable. There's bacon and there's patty sausage
right.
and there's pastrami and bologna. There's a ton of meat that you will, and I, even my diehard friends that swear that they can tell the difference. I made a bologna sandwich with this product. They couldn't tell. They
right.
couldn't tell.
Yeah, we did a seminar where we served the sandwiches and most people didn't know that they were not eating meat.
Because
and we put the deli slices on there. We had Subway sandwiches
mm-hmm.
and we added deli slices to it
mm-hmm.
and they didn't know the difference.
Because people like to think that their palates are far more sophisticated than what they are.
Right.
They're not.
They're really not.
They're not that sophisticated.
And then, you know, as I said, as you begin to make changes, then the other foods will begin to taste better to you.
Mm-hmm.
The other, the meat products, once we know and begin to understand what's really in the meat, what's
mm-hmm.
really that animal that I'm eating, then our palates will start to change and
mm-hmm.
we won't even desire those things
mm-hmm.
anymore because we know of what it's doing to our body, how it's harming us, how it's increasing our blood pressure
and
all of the other diseases that go with it and how much better off we're going to be when we eliminate those totally. So that also is a motivating factor of making the change.
And they even start to smell different. I can't smell meat the way it doesn't smell. Used to smell good, but it just
mm-hmm.
when you stop, when you remove yourself from that, it doesn't even smell the same.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
It smells like dead flesh.
Right, and that's exactly
it
what
really
it is.
Does.
We
it
think of it as dead, rotten,
cooking
fried flesh.
You know,
that's what it
smells,
is.
It smells like what it is.
That's
so,
what it is.
So what are some other ways that people can gradually start making changes?
Well, they can start to purchase other different types of cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
They're vegetarian cookbooks. They're Indian-style cookbooks, Chinese cookbooks, a lot of the cookbooks. And instead of using the chicken in there, you can replace it with the meat substitute.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can make spaghetti with marinara sauce or bean burritos
mm-hmm.
or, you know, different things like that, just trying to eliminate and substitute some things. And then be familiar with your health food stores.
Mm-hmm.
To just go to the health food store sometimes and look at the products that are there. And then just say, well, okay, maybe once a week I'm going to try a new product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to introduce a new product into
mm-hmm.
there. And those things will also begin to help you to make the transition. Talk to other people who are vegetarian or vegan and find out what they did or what some of the things are they have, and then go to cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be offering cooking classes at Eternity Deli and at Fisher Wellness Center. So
food
you
preparation
want to right okay food preparation classes. We want to be able to get involved in those and to as I said, form a coalition, a network, a team. Okay, we all want to become healthier. Let's work together
mm-hmm.
to do this and exchange recipes.
And when people, one of the things that people say about, well, you know, I don't want to, when switching up, it's going to be more expensive. Well, first of all, you think about the cost of meat,
mm-hmm.
that you're spending a lot of money on meat. Just do your budget. Do your own budget of how much
right.
money you spend on meat. And you may be surprised with how much money you're out there spending.
Right.
Take that budget and apply it to a healthier meat alternatives
mm-hmm.
or vegetables. And then also then long-term you can factor in the health cost.
Oh, absolutely, long-term. But even, you know, vegetables and fruits now, going to Soulard
mm-hmm.
or a market where they are
mm-hmm.
Fresh during the summer,
mm-hmm.
you save so much money
yes,
on fruits and vegetables as opposed to, you know, going to the grocery store. And you may want to even try gardening.
Mm-hmm.
Try small herb gardening or just growing tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
For example, are very inexpensive ways to do that. And then, of course, the long-term health benefits when you're off of the blood pressure medication and
mm-hmm.
all of the other medications
mm-hmm.
that you are, you're saving money.
The other piece of it is that, you know, I know when I go to Eternity and I get beets and I get carrots and then I get kale, and it's they're big scoops of all of those, and there's not a whole lot of calories involved in that
mm-hmm.
at all. I know when I eat it, I'm full all day. It really, really, it stays with you. It really does stay and give you that full feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's a wonderful thing about you wouldn't think that about eating vegetables, but it does.
Oh, absolutely. can be filled on large salads, and mm-hmm. then, you know, particularly when you go with the cooked foods, the macaroni, the mm-hmm. greens, the lasagnas and things like that. It's very filling. And one thing I want to caution about, though, is just as overeating with meat, you mm-hmm. can also overeat with vegetarianism or mm-hmm. vegan. So you always want to look at proportion sizes mm-hmm. and to eat in moderation. But when you're out there, just enjoy, experience all of the various varieties that are there to enjoy. And there are so many possibilities because we're not limited at all. And we don't lack variety. We don't lack food. I mean, their desserts, their ice creams.
I had some cinnamon rolls that were just incredible, just incredible. And people shouldn't believe that veganism is a plastic bag with some baby carrots and hunks of salad.
Oh, absolutely not.
But that's not what it is.
Right.
So let's wrap it up here in terms of recognizing our sponsorship.
Again, we'd like to thank Healthy Futures and Support a Child International for sponsoring this. And, of course, Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid.
454-1851.
All right. And we want to encourage people to listen and come back again for our food preparation show next week.
Yes, we're going to do a food prep.
We're going to have some exciting things, and we'll continue to increase these every month. So you will also, that's one way to add your repertoire of trying different things and new things. And eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. They're great. They're delicious when they're in season, summer is a good time for that.
And veganism, it can be done.
It can be done.
It can be done. Dr. Fisher, thank you so much for joining us in Healthy Futures. And this is Liz Brown. I will be back same time, same place on Monday. Have a great weekend and stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. A direct link, London's police chief says this morning's deadly shooting of a man at a London tube station is connected to the bombing investigations.
This shooting is directly linked to the ongoing and expanding anti-terrorist operation. I need to make clear that any death is deeply regrettable. But as I understand the situation...